The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
And today is Monday, November 25th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, Ursinus College canceled the remainder of the swimming season for both men's and women's teams following a hazing scandal. In a lengthy statement released by the college on Friday, officials did not get into specifics about what exactly happened, but stated the men's and women's swimming teams had committed violations of the college anti-hazing policy and student code of conduct.
We are going to die.
The statement went on to say the incident involved alcohol and underage drinking. Officials with the Division III school located in Montgomery County also put the coach on probation. Coach Mark Feinberg supports and agrees with his decision, and as coach and mentor, assumes a share of responsibility for the actions of both the men's and women's teams. He is now placed on probation and will work on addressing specific action items and strengthening his team's culture moving forward, the statement said. Several student athletes who were not on the swim team said last week a meeting was called for all student athletes to discuss hazing.
You never hear this with the swim team, right?
No, this is pretty bizarre. Everybody's asking me to comment because I was a swimmer.
Yes, and award winning.
I went to her sinus. No, it seemed bizarre to me.
Right.
I mean, the hazing thing just totally seems like, well, a Greek life thing, right?
Yeah.
Fraternities, sororities, but also more so as far as sports are concerned, football.
Yeah. Yeah, football hazing.
Football,
not
yeah.
Swim team hazing.
No.
But you didn't swim at college.
No, God, oh, no. They asked me to. I was like, no, you guys practice way too early for me.
So, yeah.
I don't have the commitment.
That's pretty crazy, though. Both the men's and women's whole season canceled.
God.
Yeah. Well, crazy. I mean, yes. Yeah,
so, I'm sure there were just because a few bad apples ruining for everyone.
I had like a couple more details. I mean, were they doing co-ed hazing?
They didn't say.
Exactly.
There's no details.
Yeah.
That's all.
Apparently, it turns out to both, yeah.
Maybe it came. I know that the coaching staff or the coach has been suspended,
yeah.
So it might have been high up within the coaching staff, and if so, they got to cancel the whole, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. A few bad apples.
Yeah.
An insanity defense is planned for the trial of a woman accused of killing her former landlord and another woman in a suburban Philadelphia home earlier this year. Defense attorney Carrie Allman says Nasima Sami was experiencing symptoms of severe mental illness related to delusional disorder, including psychotic beliefs and intense paranoia at the time of the March slayings in West Narden Township. 44-year-old Sami is charged with first and third degree murder, criminal trespass, child endangerment, and related offenses in the deaths of 78-year-old Lila Frost and 68-year-old Lorraine Gigliello. Montgomery County prosecutors say she and her 6-year-old son were found under a bed in the home, and the defendant have what appeared to be dried blood on her hands. Authorities allege that Sami said she acted in self-defense because one of the victims was pushing buttons in her head. Prosecutors allege that Folsom resident drove to the home with the boy seeking help from Frost, who had been her landlord 20 years earlier. They allege that after entering through an unlocked door, she killed Gigliello, a neighbor, when she reached for the phone to call police, and then killed Frost after the older woman arrived home during the attack. The investigation found evidence that the defendant attempted to clean up the home to remove evidence of the attack throughout the time the defendant's 6-year-old son was present and witnessed the murders.
God.
Yeah, terrible. He also witnessed his mother attempting to clean up the scene. He was able to share what happened in a forensic interview. Autopsies found Frost died of multiple injuries. Gigliello died from head trauma. The deaths were both ruled homicide. Sammy's son is now safe with other family members. A man was shot at dozens of times in a parking lot at a Wawa store Sunday morning. It happened at 6 a.m. on the 4500 block of Castor Avenue. Witnesses said a man was getting ready to go into the store when someone drove by in a dark-colored Honda with tinted windows and began firing. Police said the 41-year-old man was shot one time in the back and one time in the left calf. He was taken to Temple University Hospital by police, where he is listed in stable condition. Police said there were roughly 30 shell casings found in the parking lot. Police continue to interview witnesses and investigate the scene. No arrests have been made at this time, and no weapon has been recovered. In sports this morning, Rashad Penny ran for a career-best 129 yards, including a 58-yard touchdown. Russell Wilson threw one touchdown pass, and the Seattle Seahawks beat the Eagles 17-9 yesterday. at the link. The Seahawks, who improved to 9-2, remain undefeated on the road in 6 games, missing their top 3 wide receivers, leading rusher, and 2 Pro Bowl offensive linemen. The Eagles fell to 5-6 and couldn't do much on offense. They hurt themselves with 3 turnovers inside Seattle's territory and 1 more near midfield. The Eagles are on the road on Sunday with the game in Miami against the Dolphins. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. The Sixers, who have won 4 games in a row, are on the road tonight with the game in Toronto against the defending NBA champs, the Raptors. Tip-off is at 7:30. And the Flyers are at home tonight with a game against the Vancouver Canucks. It's Hockey Fights Cancer Night, and members of our show will also be in a suite as the team collects food for the Camp Out for Hunger. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. You're starting a new feature today. It's Makeup-Free Monday.
I know, and I brought makeup, and I left it in the damn car, and I got to run back down.
You better get your face on, because all the spotlight is going to be on you today.
Wait, why?
Because it's Kathy's holiday activities list.
I know. Woo. Yeah, I got to run down there.
We're going to do that in the 7 o'clock hour. We reveal Kathy's holiday activities with a new theme song and everything this morning.
Well, we have to put it in there because we're jammed.
And not only that, it's as far as the Word of the Week prize, Kathy's holiday gift giveaway is taking place today.
What?
Yes, Kathy. So Kathy loves shopping so much, she did your holiday shopping for you. And there's something for everyone with over $700 worth of prizes that we'll be giving away. And it's a short work week because of Thanksgiving, right. So we give it away on Wednesday. You just need 3 letters.
Yeah, it's an awesome prize. I mean, it's literally, if you have kids in the family to buy for, you have, you know, a husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, whatever it is, there is literally something for everybody.
Wow, is this what all this stuff is?
In our office.
In our
office.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
What it is.
I'll mention a couple things. If you want me to mention a couple
now,
Kat.
Yeah,
so just there's so much stuff, I can only roll it out a few things at a time.
All
so
right.
We have the Hallmark Channel Countdown to Christmas board game by Bundle.
I contemplated not giving that away and using it for some sort of trivia on the show.
Oh, man. I just watched like three or four movies over the weekend.
Oh, man, could we crack that open and try some trivia questions?
You know, another one.
No, they will. It's 2 sisters who created this board game, and they love the show. So, yeah, we could probably get another
okay,
one.
Okay, and then maybe we can do that at the Camp Out for Hunger or something like that.
Yeah, totally.
I wouldn't get into specifics right, but I know all the plots. So, yeah.
The Sparkling Wine Advent Calendar from them. From Give Them Beer, the Love Bug Winter Getaway Package, the Luma Nature Philadelphia Zoo tickets as well, the Kathy Romano Collection by Wim Jewelry. So that's just a few of the things. Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, there's a Kathy Romano Collection.
Did you just do your own collection?
Yeah. What did you say?
Your own collection. All right, so, but anyhow, the Kathy holiday activities.
When I had urination problems, they installed a Kathy.
Happy Kathy to you, Steve.
And as Steve said, we are so jam-packed with guests that we have to do the holidays activity list at 7:20, so we will get to it then.
Better get my makeup on.
We also, we're going to have a call from our friend, Senator Bob Casey. He's been an annual visitor to the Camp Out for Hunger. He can't make it this year, but he's going to call and give us a little boost. As far as
he incites people to get on out and be generous, and we appreciate that.
The 6ABC 100 Thanksgiving Day Parade is coming up, and Cecily Tynan's going to stop by this morning in our studio.
They did a great special last week, a half hour, a whole thing of the history of the parade. It was really awesome.
Our buddy Dom Irrera is going to be in town, so he's going to be at Helium. He's going to stop in this morning.
The great.
Yep, he's the best. And we also have actress Jane Atkinson, who will be on the show, too, and we'll talk to her later on about this show called Bluff City Law. So there is a lot taking place on today's program. Make sure that you stay with us for as long as you can. Obviously, we're ramping up to Camp Out for Hunger. It is 1 week from today. We will be broadcasting live from Xfinity Live in the Wells Fargo Center parking lot.
Extended forecast? We can go 7 days out, yeah.
I looked at it today, and doesn't seem to be any precipitation. It is going to turn cooler, and the highs are only going to be in the 30s.
Yeah, okay.
And that's fine because it really starts to hammer it home. For some reason, that colder weather really hammers it home, I think.
I agree.
So as of now, just a little bit colder. Things can change. We'll see. It's going to be very mild today, tomorrow, the next day, but then it's going to change just in time for Camp Out for Hunger. So that's on the way. And don't forget, this Saturday is the Philatron Car Show that's going to be out there. They're raising funds, over 20 car clubs. Mm. And it's going to be right there at the Wells Fargo Center parking lot. And let me see if I know exactly which parking lot it is in. Well, the gates open at 10 a.m. It's going to be Saturday. food trucks, Dunkin' Coffee vendors, band, silent auction, raffles, all kinds of stuff. And it'll be easy to find once you head down that way. All right, so let's take a break. Come back in a second. The American Music Awards are last night. I'll go do the thumbnail version of that for you. And we'll also get into some of the other entertainment stories and stupid questions. We'll be right back. Stay with us on this Monday morning.
Like what you hear? You can see it, too. Check out Preston and Steve's Daily Rush on Xfinity On Demand.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now. Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, so stupid question. Today we are going to give away a family four-pack of tickets for the worst-case scenario survival experience, which is now at the Franklin Institute. And I didn't have one ready, so let me dive into my cards of goodness here and see if I can find something that is worth asking. How about this one? What is the term for the tall, four-sided, pointed Egyptian monuments that inspired the design of the Washington Monument?
Uh-huh.
What's the term for that type of design? 215-263-WMMR. Four-sided pointed Egyptian monuments that inspired it. What are those called? Let's see if you know the answer, and I'll go through some birthdays. Today is Monday, November 25th. Tim Armstrong of the band Rancid is celebrating his 54th birthday today. And Rancid, one of those longtime, you know, Warped Tour bands.
Yeah, big fan base. Yep. I think Marissa goes to see him all the time, right? Yep,
she definitely does.
Goes out to the middle of a field someplace in Western PA where they have, it's like
it was
punk,
in Ohio.
Punk Fest or something?
What was it called, Marissa?
It was called Punk and Drublick the first year because it was a no effects thing. But then because Fat Mike is an idiot, they changed it to Camp Anarchy.
Okay,
and
Camp Anarchy.
I also bought tickets, and then 2 weeks later, they announced the same exact show in New Jersey.
Tim Armstrong is 54 years old today. Christina Applegate.
Love her.
Is 48. I was just watching her yesterday. Shell and I started watching that show with her and Linda Cardellini on Netflix. Yeah.
Oh, did you like it?
Watched the first three episodes. Liked it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. It's so good. Yeah. I watched the whole thing.
Christina Applegate is fantastic in it.
Yeah, they both are.
Probably the best acting I've ever seen her do. And have you seen it yet, Steve?
No. Everyone's talking really favorably about it.
She's got like a rage streak in her.
And oh, really?
It's hilarious. Kathy, it's like you. When she starts getting mad, I find it so awesome. I love seeing her kind of freak out. So
that was one of the shows I watched. I finished the entire season in like 2 days.
Yeah. Okay.
I love her, though, and all of her stuff. And you thought she was just going to be the, even on Married with Children, which grew old quickly. Her character was a lot smarter than she was the eye candy.
Right.
But you realize there was a lot more going on. And then subsequently, like an Anchorman and all those other movies, she's really hilarious.
Kathy in the show, I like, just in the first episode, she's talking to Linda Cardellini and she's, well, you should meditate. She's like, well, I do my own version of that. And then they show a shot of them in the car. She likes this speed death metal stuff. Yeah. You suck! I hope you die! Like, this
meditation.
Excellent. So she is 48 years old today. Jerry Ferrara, who's from Entourage, is 40. Anybody know which character
he's the one who looks like me?
Turtle?
Yeah,
Turtle.
The fat one.
Turtle.
Jerry Ferrara is 40, the big 4-0 for him. It's also Barbara and Jenna Bush's birthday today. Twins, the former first daughters, yeah.
Twins!
38 years old today. What? One of them's on TV, right?
Jenna Bush is on with Jenna Bush Hager. Slacks is on with a Hoda Kotb on their...
Okay.
Today Show, whatever right. level of Today Show it is. She replaced Kathy Lee Gifford, basically.
Okay. She's 38 today. Hey, it's Donovan McNabb's birthday today.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. Donovan is 43 years old. Where does he live now? Does anybody know?
I have no idea. I know he's just inducted into the local sports.
To the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Eagles Hall of Fame, yeah.
Remember he had the DUI in, I think it was Arizona. So I don't know if he's still out there.
And he would always do his, like... His camp's out there in Arizona.
So probably Arizona.
Yeah.
Yep. I would move back here, though, where
he's
I was...
F- from Chicago. Went to school in New York.
Born in Babylonia.
Moved
to Arizona.
Donovan McNabb.
Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
He's 43. John Larroquette, the actor, Night Court. He was great on that show.
For all the years that he was on Against the Cosby Show, Cosby never submitted to be nominated for an Emmy. So Larroquette would always win and go up and thank Bill Cosby for not.
No,
seriously?
Yeah. That's great. He's also great in the movie Blind Date. He plays his ex-boyfriend.
God. I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, who just nothing goes right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was in Stripes too, guys.
He is.
You're right.
He's great, yeah.
That's right. He's 72 today. Then we have another pair of twins celebrating a birthday today. Jill Hennessy and Jacqueline Hennessy. Apparently they're on Law & Order.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Together.
Wow.
They're 51. I don't know.
So the twins that share the same age.
Yeah, they are twins that share the same age.
Wow.
At first, I thought they were going to be kids because, you know, they would have children on television shows playing the same character, and they switch them out like the Olsen twins.
Yeah, possibly.
But no, they're 51, so I don't, you know.
No, the rule is that even in your 50s, you have to have a twin so you can swap them out. And you have to have somebody teaching them on set. Whoa. Yeah,
so they're not overworked.
Right.
Hey, guys, Jill's being a little bit fussy. Can we?
Can we bring in Jacqueline, please? Yeah. Jacqueline?
Can someone call the retirement home and get her over here?
The great Ben Stein is 75 today. Always liked that guy. And I love, you know what, when, I forgot what I was doing it for. Oh, yeah. So last year, you know, I was, New Year's Eve, we have friends over and I always do games.
Yes.
And I needed a type of quiz show game to do with a few different couples. And I couldn't figure out the format I wanted to. And I started researching other games. And I went back and I found old videos of Win Ben Stein's Money.
That's a fun show.
That was a great show.
Jimmy Kimmel was a sidekick.
And I ended up following the format of that show. And it worked out great.
Yeah.
So I do miss that program. And he was great on it. He's 75 today. And I saved the best for last. It's Amy Grant's birthday.
My gal.
Longtime member of her fan club.
Always performed with her shoes off. Yeah. Trippy. This is her. That's her. Yeah, that's her.
Wrong one.
Oh, me, McGrant.
Why is that? Hold on a second.
So here's the deal. The one.
I know what you did.
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
He renamed one of the songs so that I wouldn't see when Casey put it in the dock here for me to hit the button to start the song. And it's Baby Baby, and he renamed it something else, what one of our traffic beds is called. I'm like, why are you searching for one of our traffic beds? I'm looking at what he's doing.
Okay. I guess I can't find it.
You actually did it so well, you confused yourself.
Well, one was Shizzle, the other one was Shazzle. I guess we don't have Shazzle anymore.
Hits are for
Shizzle.
Yeah, for Shizzle and Shiznit. Yeah.
Oh, Shizzle. Okay. Amy Grant is 59. She is a cutie, isn't she?
She really is. Yeah. This is a picture of her, I think, recently that we have up in the studio here on our big monitor, and she looks really good.
She's pretty. Amy Grant is 59 today. All right, we'll see if somebody knows the answer to this question. What is the term for the tall, four-sided, pointed Egyptian monuments that inspired the Washington Monument? 215-263-WMMR, the number, and I will go to Nancy for the answer. Hey, Nancy.
Good morning.
Nancy, what type of object are we talking about here?
An obelisk.
An obelisk, yes. Yeah. Hang on a second, Nancy. Also a giant penis.
Yes.
Pretty much what it's designed after.
Cement penis.
Nancy got it right. We're going to give her a family four-pack of tickets for the worst-case scenario survival experience. Now open at the Franklin Institute. To order tickets, visit fi.edu. At the box office, number one, no surprise, Frozen 2. Made $127 million. Going to see that tonight with my family. Yeah,
yeah. Let me know how it is, because I was surprised how much I enjoyed the first Frozen. You know?
So much so you're tapping your foot on the ground. Do you hear that knocking?
That's not me.
No, that's not
me. No, I know it's not you.
Yeah.
It's somebody hammering literally on the... I can hear it hitting like, right below my body.
I feel it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can feel it.
It feels like it's under us.
That's great.
So then we have... second was Ford versus Ferrari.
I want to see that, too.
A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood was third. And I want to see...
Surprising, yeah.
I want to see that one.
Yeah, what? I thought they'd be like second place.
I guess not.
You're talking about three pretty big movies opening on the same weekend. So then you had 21 Bridges, Midway, Playing with Fire, The Good Liar, Charlie's Angels, Last Christmas, and Joker rounded out the top 10. The American Music Awards, biggest fan-voted music celebration, aired live from the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles last night. This year, R&B star Ciara took the hosting duties. I have just a handful of things I can run through, you know, the list of winners. To be honest, there aren't that many awards that they hand out during the broadcast.
No, and I watched it. I watched a lot of it on Speed Scam, but I watched a lot of it. And it's, Preston, it's a ton of performances.
Yeah.
And so, that's what it is.
So the Taylor Swift, with 23 AMAs under her belt, but before the show kicked off, ended up surpassing Michael Jackson's previous record of 24.
Son of a bitch!
She now has 26 with this year's Artist of the Decade, Favorite Pop Rock Album, and Artist of the Year. So she snagged all three of those.
Thundered, yeah. And it was cool because they had Carole King, when she got her Decade Award. They had Carole King come out and give the speech about why she deserves it.
No kidding.
We actually have audio. I don't know if you wanted the audio. I grabbed it.
Sure, sure. I'm not sure what I have all over here available.
So there's Carole King intros Taylor Swift.
All right, let's try that. Here we go.
It's rare to see all those talents in one person, but that defines Taylor Swift. She is one of the only modern pop artists whose name appears as the sole songwriter in her song credits. Her lyrics resonate across the generations. Her songs touch everyone. And her impact around the world is extraordinary. Now, the past decade has been incredible for this brilliant artist. And the best is yet to come.
So you got to hand it to Taylor for that. I mean, because, like she said, she's the sole writer on these songs. That's
why Carole King is there, because she's a musical force as well with the songwriting.
It is not easy to write hit songs.
Yeah.
And the fact that she has written all those songs is pretty, deservedly so.
Yeah.
She got the Artist of the Decade. What else? Other clips?
So they have her getting up. She talks about accepting the award, if we want to go right to the...
All right.
Yep.
Here we go.
I really don't have anything articulate to say. I just the fact that, like, the last year of my life has had some of the most amazing times and also some of the just, like, hardest things I've gone through in my life, and not... a lot of them are things that haven't been public, and I wanted to thank you so much for being the thing that has been a constant in my life.
Right. You know, the thing kills me in these things, as you're hearing the things.
Woo! Mm-hmm. Shoot that person, please.
I mean, come on!
Security, could you imagine?
Get him out of here!
Right in the
Get him out of here! I'm trying to give you a speech.
Yep.
Would you shut up?
Was that outfit what she performed in, or was that her dress?
They did a full extensive thing where she was fighting over, you know, the rights to do her own music. And so she did an extended performance of a lot of stuff. So
right. Yep. She performed her, she performed a medley of her hits.
Rock was actually given a little bit of love last night because we don't have the audio from it, but the
Green Day yep.
did a really solid performance, and the crowd was really behind it. You know, when they cut to the audience and people are mouthing the words as if they knew the songs, they did, and so it was really good. And then on the other side, you had Post Malone with Ozzy, and that was pretty good too, I thought.
Okay,
we have a clip if you want to play it.
I got you, bro.
See, thank you, Case. Here we go.
I feel you crumbling my arms down to your heart stone. You bled me dry just like the tears you never show. Why don't you take what you want from me? Take what you need from me. Take what you want to go.
Was Ozzy singing live?
Probably not.
It didn't sound like it.
Yeah. I'm like, it sounds really clean.
We actually have his mic isolated, Preston, if you want to hear.
I never needed anything from you. And all I ever asked was why that trove. You showed your tongue and it was forked into your venomous lethal. I almost went.
He's really singing. That sounds terrible.
There was a bit of not a controversy or whatever. At the beginning, the show starts off with Selena Gomez singing. And
I
I was listening to it, I'm like, man, this sounds pretty terrible.
Okay.
But so she sings a song, and in the song she sings about singing off key.
Oh.
And some of the people are saying, well, was that on purpose? She's singing off key for the song, or give a listen. You tell me what you think.
I put you first and you adored it. Set fire to my voice. And I let it burn. Sang off key on my chorus. Cause it wasn't yours.
She wasn't at the chorus yet, so let's sing off key in the chorus.
You're the musician.
I saw the signs and I ignored it. Rose colored glasses are distorted. Set fire to my burn. You got off on the hurting when it wasn't yours. Yeah, we'd always go into blind. I needed to lose you to find me.
Yeah, she just said, as Randy Jackson would say, a little pitchy.
A little pitchy.
And here's the deal. She's one of those types that is, look, she can carry a tune. She's not a great artist.
No.
She's not a great, right. You know, like Ariana Grande can really sing.
And they Jennifer told her Hudson that, actually.
Really sing.
At the award show.
Selena Gomez can kind of sing. You know, there's a few people out right. there that are like that. And because of their, they get a leg up, they get a shot because they got a name and they go for it. And they sell a few records and they do fine, you know. And so she's in that category. So speaking of categories, let me run down the list here.
So exciting.
Alternative artists went to Billie Eilish. I assume this is in the order that they were handed out on the show. Favorite song, pop rock, was Halsey, Without Me.
I like her.
Favorite duo or group, pop rock, was BTS.
Yeah.
Favorite duo or group, country, Dan and Shay. Favorite album, pop rock, was Taylor Swift. Favorite album, country, Carrie Underwood. Favorite female artist, country, was Carrie Underwood. Collaboration of the year was Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello for Senorita.
I'm tired of that song.
New artist of the year is Billie Eilish. Favorite album, rap hip-hop, was Post Malone. Favorite song, rap hip-hop, was Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. God, we live in a bizarre world.
Yeah.
Favorite song, country, was Dan and Shay's Speechless. And artist of the year went to Tay-Tay.
So during Billie Eilish's performance, I think it's All Good Girls Go to Hell, they had a pyrotechnic array of stuff going on. And apparently, so there's some of it was on video screens, but they had actually like long trays of fire coming up. And I guess they cut to like Lizzo in the front row, who's like,
oh, it was really
like
the flames were, they could feel
you've
it.
You've been to, you know, like Universal or whatever when they have like the, you know,
backdraft.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it gets hot.
Yeah, hot as hell.
Uh-huh. I could see that. Listen, I've been at concerts. I remember at a Van Halen concert one time where they had a big flare up, and I was not anywhere near the stage. And I'm like, dude, what's that? I felt a wave of heat.
The Sixers pregame.
You can feel it all the way back there.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, so anyhow, the AMAs, the American Music Awards, are done and finished. Taylor Swift, Artist of the Decade. I have a couple of other things. I'll go with this, Steve, and this definitely speaks to you. You guys all have to remind you probably who Michael J. Pollard was. Academy Award winning nominee, known for his roles in Bonnie and Clyde, House of Thousand Corpses, and others, has died. He was 80 years old.
Wow.
Short, strange looking guy. You'd probably recognize if you saw him.
Yeah, he was in Tango and Cash.
He was in Tango and Cash. He was in Roxanne as well. And he's just this character
always
actor.
Always like kind of this kind of guy. Like,
yeah, he kind of talks like this. But his in Bonnie and Clyde, he was a breakout role for him. He was nominated for that.
He's sort of their mechanic.
Yeah.
And he goes back to his dad, and his dad is the one who helps the FBI set them up to get, taken out.
So Rob Zombie broke the news on Facebook. He said, "We've lost another member of the House of a Thousand Corpses family. I woke up to the news that Michael J. Pollard had died. I have always loved his work and his truly unique on-screen presence. He was one of the first actors I knew I had to work with as soon as I got my first film off the ground, and he will be missed. He started out in television in the late 50s, appearing on shows like Lost in Space and Star Trek.
Yeah.
But landed his breakout role as C.W. Moss in the accomplice turned snitch to Bonnie and Clyde in the 1967 film starring Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. Pollard received an Academy Award nomination for Supporting Actor and BAFTA nomination for Most Promising Newcomer. Went on to star in films like Dirty Little Billy, Melvin and Howard, Roxanne, and Tango and Cash. More recently, he was in, of course, A House of a Thousand Corpses.
He was also nominated for Tango and Cash for Best Supporting.
Oh. And it's funny because Larry Karashevsky, who wrote Dolomite Is My Name, he had an interesting comment on the fact that he ran into him one time on the street. And so
really?
He went over to say something to him, how much he liked him, and he said he growled at me. He's like a real growl at me.
Oh, wow.
But he went on to say how much he loved him anyway. But that sounds about right.
He was always weird.
He's a strange guy.
One step off kilter, one step.
Yep, exactly. So Michael J. Pollard, 80 years old. Not sure what he passed away of. I don't know if he was sick or what, but... let me see a couple of other stories. Kim Kardashian reflected on some of her best and worst fashion moments in a Vogue video.
Oh, no.
She explains that when viewers mocked her floral print gown at the 2013 Met Gala, she was crushed. She said, I was very pregnant, very puffy and bloated. And I was like, oh, God, of course, the first time I go, I'm going to be huge. Noting that she didn't actually get an invitation. She said Kanye was performing, so I wasn't actually invited. I was just Kanye's plus one. And that was okay with me because I never really dreamed I would be at the Met Ball, she said. I know no one really probably wanted me there at the time.
But she's such an outsider.
I know, right? Yeah. She'll never fit in.
She marches to the beat of her own drum. She's a loose cannon, Preston.
Hey, Susan Sarandon is in recovery mode after a serious fall that resulted in a bruised face and a concussion.
Just a regular fall or on a movie set?
Just a regular fall, I think. She shared a close-up shot of her face on Friday on social media saying that she was going to have to miss an event for Senator Bernie Sanders as a result.
I'm totally fine.
The injuries include a forehead welt, a right bruised eye, and a fractured nose.
Yeah, we're looking at a picture of her, Preston. She has one of those Claude Van Damme bumps on her head.
Ooh,
yeah.
Wow.
Jeez, what happened to your face?
I knew it.
Oh, that's from Tommy Boy.
I just watched that the other day.
Oh, okay.
I feel like there's something not here, but right here.
Not so much here, but right in here. He's got that huge bruise / welt along his neck. Anyhow, she wrote, a little slip equals concussion, fractured nose, banged up knee. She wrote, so looks like I won't be able to meet the folks in New Hampshire with Senator Sanders tomorrow. I'm really sorry. I'll miss that opportunity. So I don't know exactly what the story was and why she fell, but she did and smashed her
face. Susan can't be here. She got hit on the noggin.
What was that?
Bernie Sanders.
She got hit on the noggin.
I want to let everyone know Susan cannot be here tonight because she got hit on the noggin.
On the noggin. Let's see. How about this? When Disney CEO Bob Iger's memoir dropped this fall, it made headlines when it emerged that the Star Wars creator George Lucas was not a fan of J.J. Abrams' take on the franchise. Star Wars The Force Awakens was the first film in the franchise to be released following Disney's $4.3 billion acquisition of Lucasfilm. Iger wrote that after Lucas saw the film, he didn't hide his disappointment. There's nothing new, Lucas had said. In each of the films in the original trilogy, it was important to him to present new worlds, new stories, new characters, and new technologies. And in this one,
thing sucks!
He said there weren't enough visual or technical leaps forward. But in a new interview with Rolling Stone, ahead of the release of Abrams' latest effort, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, Abrams responded. He says he only has gratitude for Lucas and the work he did, and he added that the pair remain friends and that he consulted him before beginning production on Rise of Skywalker. I said, it's probably a complicated thing for him to decide you're going to sell this thing that you created, that was your baby, to anyone, and that must be more complicated than signing a check and smiling about it, but he's been incredibly gracious. He's been super generous. Abrams added, he came over, we had a meeting when we first started working on this new movie, talked through a ton of different ideas and stories and heard from him what was important. And we'd done nothing but try and adhere to some fundamental aspects of the story. It wasn't a difficult thing to do. And again, he was really gracious. So I'm only grateful. Do I wish Force Awakens had been his favorite movie of all time? Yes. I only wanted to do well by him. I would just say that I have nothing but profound respect for the guy and am still truly even more so now working on these movies in awe of what he created. So that comes out. When does that come out?
December 20th.
Okay. All right. So they're ramping up for that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
When Stephen Colbert asked Daniel Craig if he was done playing James Bond on The Late Show, Craig confirmed it is done. What's next? He said, I think Guinness. Just Guinness and maybe some solids occasionally. So he wants a nice break.
He's having to stay in shape all this time.
Yeah.
For Bond. He's had an exceptional run. We'll see what the next movie's like. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Yep.
But next to Connery, he's a phenomenal Bond.
Yeah, I think he's my favorite. So he's done really, really well with that whole thing. The property tycoon father of supermodels Gigi and Bella Hadid has been ordered by a judge to demolish his half-built $100 million Bel Air mega mansion.
Why?
Which has been dubbed the Starship Enterprise. Mohammed Hadid has been involved in a long legal battle over the palatial 30,000 square foot residence.
30,000?
That's a hotel.
It's ridiculous.
After neighbors.
How many Hadids are there?
Complained about its size. A judge in Los Angeles Superior Court decided it was a clear and present danger to other properties in the area. The ruling came after a structural engineer said supporting piles were not driven far enough into the ground underneath the hillside property. And the judge said if this house came down the hill, it would take a portion of the neighborhood with it. They're afraid it will slide down the hill and wipe out the neighborhood.
That's a legitimate fear in that area. You look at this thing, it's just crazy. And it's also apparently built into the mountainside.
Yeah. Mr. Hadid told TMZ the house has not moved a millimeter. It's never been an imminent danger to the neighborhood. He also said many city inspectors had monitored the construction process since it began in 2012, and concerns were not raised until years later. The court heard demolition would take 6 months and cost several million dollars. It was the latest development in a long saga over the project. Which was to include an IMAX cinema.
Yeah, of course.
Your own IMAX theater.
Yeah, you got to have one, Preston.
Mr. Hadid, a property developer, hoped to ultimately sell the mansion for nine figures. In 2017, he had said, demolish this house? Never. This house will last forever. Bel Air will fall before this house will.
Wow. Just buy the houses below it and destroy them now, clear the path. And you'll be set.
So he's got a tiny ego.
Yeah, he said the same year he was sentenced to 3 years probation and 200 hours of community service after pleading no contest to three charges of violating building regulations. Several neighborhoods sued Mr. Hadid, claiming that they lived in constant fear of the hillside collapsing and that their privacy and serenity was invaded by the illegal and unsightly structure looming above them.
So when we lived in Thousand Oaks, California, and when I was in third grade, my father moved out there for a job. We lived out there for about 10, 11 months. We lived in, you know, it was this kind of thing, Preston, the classic shelves of land. So there were like steps down, and on each step was a house. And we were at the upper part of that stair land system, but you'd always look up and go, if one of these houses comes down, everything below it's going too.
So Mr. Hadid responded that he was a victim of a witch hunt.
Yes.
And the neighbor's claims were total nonsense.
Until it comes down.
So that's where he stands. And then just one last thing.
What?
And then we're done. Yeah, no. We got started late.
Yeah.
Kathy was right on that.
Thank you.
And
I have makeup on now.
Now, I thought this was interesting, and you guys will like this because she's been in our studio. Imelda Staunton.
Yes.
Is in talks to replace Olivia Colman as Queen Elizabeth II in season 5 and 6 of Netflix The Crown. Deadline reports that Netflix won't comment, and The Crown has not even been officially given the green light for season 5 and 6. But you would be great.
Absolutely.
She'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I love it. Now, are they going to take it from all the way through to present day and then into the future?
Maybe they'll take it into
space.
The future. That'd be pretty great. I'm currently...
Fire the turbo thrusters!
I'm 3 episodes into the current season. I love that show, man.
It's so good.
It's great. Yeah, but if they had turbo thrusters.
Oh, my God.
And blasters.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Queen is Iron Man.
That takes it to another level, man. I love it. So, but Imelda Staunton, who we just fell in love with while she was here.
Liz Megan Markle.
She would be great. So, all right. I guess we're moving on to clips. How about that? College Behind Bars is a new documentary series about men and women struggling to earn college degrees from prison. In this clip, success story, Dajuan Tatro, discusses how the program impacted him. Here we go.
You know, it's very hard for me now to imagine the young man I once was. You know, this education, this experience totally transformed my entire life. I think about the world and my place in society and what I owe society.
Yoo-hoo. College by and Barge premieres tonight. That's 9 o'clock on PBS. And here's the next clip. A former pop music duo and couple reunites over the holiday season in the new Hallmark movie special, A Christmas Duet.
Yes!
In this clip, Shally Rose.
Shally Rose.
I guess that's who that is. C-H-A-L-E-Y. Shally. Shally.
Yeah, why
Shally.
Not? Sure.
Charlie.
Probably looks like somebody you know.
Talks about why this role means so much to her.
I know so many people who their favorite time of year is Christmas time. And Christmas movies in so many families, including mine, are just an important part of the tradition of Christmas.
Yeah!
A Christmas Duet premieres tonight at 8 on the Hallmark Channel. I started watching a little bit of one yesterday because the dude was a radio personality.
Oh really?
Yeah. One of them. Yeah. So I paid attention for like 10 minutes.
The new one I saw yesterday had to do with the guy who made Christmas cards. I've seen, you know, Christmas cookies, Christmas wreaths, Christmas trees, reindeer, anything baking is always big, Christmas cookies. But cards, I had not seen that one in a while.
Well, the one about the guy on the radio is he had lost the Christmas spirit and refused to play any Christmas music on his show.
No.
And, you know, it was up to a very beautiful young lady from his past to
change his mind,
instill the Christmas spirit.
So he had been soured.
He had been soured. And I didn't find
out
why.
Did he go back to his hometown?
I did not find. Yeah, yeah.
So he went back to his hometown for the holidays.
Yeah. He was a big man on campus, and they knew each other in high school.
He dropped by the local radio station there?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I came in just for, I told you, 10 minutes is all I get.
And I guarantee you, if he did, at the end of it.
And this holiday song goes out to a young lady who. Turn my mind around about the holidays and the spirit of giving.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we need to bust open this Hallmark game.
Totally. Are you kidding me? I'm dying to see how Steve would do on this.
Oh, I wouldn't do well because I can't. I don't. I would do the stories because I've seen them
you
all.
Could get
all right,
some.
All right. Maybe you could get it. Yeah, and then also we have to Christmas Cookie Cove has to debut soon too.
Yeah, we got time.
We got time.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
I know.
Yeah, we're almost at Christmas, guys.
I know. Speaking of. When we return, Kathy's holiday activities list will be officially rolled out for 2019. So we're excited for this with a brand new jingle.
How about that?
That you're going to love. Our buddy Kyle did an amazing one, so we're ready to go with that. And we have a number of guests on the show this morning, so let's get to it. We're going to take a break, come back in a second with all that goodness. Stay with us. We'll return shortly.
93.3 WMMR presents Preston and Steve's Totally Office Calendar 2020. Shot on location at the Met, Philadelphia. 12 magnificent months featuring the most gorgeous girls and our loveliest listeners. Join us during the Camp Out for Hunger for the official release party Wednesday, December 4th from 6 to 9 inside Xfinity Live. Get your hands on a free calendar, hang with the whole morning show, and meet the girls of Preston and Steve's Totally Office Calendar 2020. Purchase info and complete details at WMMR.com. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Yep, Camp Out for Hunger. Like I said, we're doing big preparations for that, but we have a few other things. And in fact, there's an announcement coming up this morning at some point about another event that we have. So that I will reveal at some point today. And by the way, we're going to be doing the largest gender reveal at the Camp Out for Hunger.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole list of things for you to witness and be a part of as well. But... at this point in time, we're going to do something that's turned out to be a popular feature on the show.
Yes, it took off like wildfire.
Curated events.
Yeah.
Tried and tested by the one and only Kathy Romano. And we have a new song to bring in Kathy's holiday activities. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Let us begin.
Oh, the holiday activities list is here. You know Kathy's been thirsting, researching, and bursting to bring us some cheer. Oh, I can't wait to see what's on the list this year.
Maybe potato latkes or fun things for Kwanzaa, or even a mix of them both.
Though that seems unlikely, it might be fun to see a rabbi in African clothes.
African clothes.
I have gone so far off track, it is clear. I'm supposed to be telling you of all of the fun things Kathy has this year. Kathy's holiday activities. Kathy's holiday activities. Kathy's holiday activities. List is here.
Oh, yes! Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Kyle McCarty, wide angle Kyle.
Wide angle Kyle.
Is the guy who put that together, and he put that together last minute. He forgot he was supposed to do it, and Casey and I were saying, dude, if that's your last minute effort,
seriously,
you're insanely talented.
He's so good.
He is fantastic.
I messaged him. I was like, hey, are you sending one over? And he was like, ooh. He was like, forgot about that. I'm going to get that to you right away.
Well, he did it. And it's time to reveal what's on Kathy's holiday activities list.
This is the most popular or the most important one of the year, right?
You know what? I don't know. Like, people love the fall one. I mean, of course, Christmas, the holiday, everybody loves the lights and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, both of them are great. And, again, like the fall activities list, I went with all new things this year.
So excited. Let's get going.
For myself and you know, new things that are happening out there. Of course, there's the traditional activities that people know about, you know, Dilworth Park and Shady Brook Farm and things like that.
Purple Orchid.
No, that's usually not. That's on, daddy's holiday activity.
Some people, you know.
You never know.
This is a great time of year.
Okay, so I'm going to start out by saying I'm obsessed with the Grinch. And I don't know why. I just love the aspect of him. I love the movie. I like this, you know, goofy green guy. And they used to have the Grinch come out to the Plymouth Meeting Mall.
Right.
And years ago, they stopped. He would just come and walk around the mall, and the kids could take pictures with him. It was cute. And they stopped doing it. And now I feel like it's picking up more, and people are
back to the Grinch?
Yeah, they're back to the Grinch. But anyway, so Frolic's Farm in Doylestown, they're bringing the Grinch to their farm, and they're going to do pictures with him. Now, of course, they have a petting zoo. They have Santa, Mrs. Claus will be there. They have live reindeer. You can take pictures with them as well. But I love that they have a specific day that's for the Grinch.
Is this a picture from that, Kathy? Because we have it up in the series. Okay, this is a really sort of good-looking Grinch. Did you guys see the footage of the kids at the one park? They had the worst Grinch I've ever seen. Literally terrifying the kids. They were just about to faint. They were so terrified.
Well, that's the thing.
You need a benevolent Grinch.
You need a good Grinch.
Right.
You need good reindeer. You need, you know, the real Santa.
Right.
So Frolic's Farm in Doylestown, they have their specific days. You can go to their calendar. We have links to everything on our website. So in the list, there'll be a link. You can click it. But there's a specific day where the Grinch will be there. So you can look and see when that is.
Love it.
May I ask a question here at this picture that we're looking at, Kathy, on our monitor? Is that on our post on the website?
Yes.
Did you have that photo done for this?
I did. So that's my next holiday activity.
It's great. I love this picture.
Okay. So my next
Yes, we got to make sure we hit that.
Is the Storybook Santa experience. So in the past, you know, you have to take the kids to get pictures. And some people like a professional photographer to do it. And, you know, some will just kind of try to take their own. This was a professional photographer. I took Jace out there. This was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was just a photo session to get holiday pictures, but the real Santa comes and spends about 30 minutes with your kids.
Oh, this Santa is the real Santa.
It's the real
looks
one.
Looks really good. He looks a little turned on because you're sitting on his lap, I guess.
Oh, so Kathy, this looks like it's not just, you know, some, no offense to like mall Santas and stuff like that. It's not some 19-year-old kid working some digital camera. These are professional photographers. You're getting real deal pictures. Like, I mean, the lighting here is great.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yes. So, sorry. Let me. Oh no. What's
happening? No.
What happened?
Nick, can you just click on the link so I can pull up her name? But yes, Casey. She is a professional photographer. She's in Haddonfield, New Jersey.
Jules.
Jules Portrait.
Portrait.
Right?
In
her
Haddonfield.
Last name is Portrait.
No, Jules Portraits. That's the name.
She was destined for this, Nick.
I was going to say, man, that's prescient.
Our daughter's name is Jules Portrait Photographer.
No, Jules Portrait in Haddonfield. So, listen, I'm telling you, Santa knew all of the good things that Jace did this year. He knew the things that Jace needed to work on.
Really?
Well, yeah, of course, Santa Claus.
He asked how Champ and Chloe were, the kittens that he brought 2 years ago, because he was, you know, wanted to check in on them, make sure they were doing okay. And we
he
were
asked if you were still
them.
Married.
No. So, hey, listen. And then I jumped on his lap and I took a few pictures too, okay?
Hey, it's a story, right? I don't what's the 411 on the hubby thing?
I don't see Dennis around anywhere. Is there something wrong?
By the way, Annabelle is out of town. Annabelle's out of town. And I just bought some equipment that vibrates.
Oh, my God. Why?
Hey, listen. We have to add this edge to it.
It is a family-friendly activity, and you're ruining it.
It used to be.
If you thought Rudolph's nose glowed red.
All right, I'm moving on. Listen, but what you get out of this, listen.
The end is purple.
There's more than just these pictures that you get out of this. So
honestly, they're excellent. They look great.
She takes, she will create an entire storybook for you. So it's a book with the pictures of your kids visiting with Santa. They get to make toys with him. They bake cookies. They look at a map and a globe to see where he's.
Look at that. That's Oklahoma.
I'm sorry. The picture on the right that we're looking at, Steve, look, it's like right before the clothes come off in some kind of fantasy segment.
It really.
The look on your face is like, how dare you, Santa?
You're so naughty.
Anyway. Or I can't believe that it's the real Santa. But whatever.
Is that what that is?
Yes, of course. We made it a different way because we've been coarsened by this world.
So listen, you get this 10x10 velvet storybook that comes along with the photo shoot. Now, it's a little bit late now. We did this very early, but they can do your Christmas card. They do the whole thing. I will put this out there now. It is not cheap.
Okay.
So just keep this in mind. She does have one date that is still available. So if it's something you're interested in, you can still do the storybook. Probably too late for the Christmas cards, but she can do the storybook. And then also, it's not on my list, but every year, if you need a cheaper version, but you want, you know, holiday pictures, there's a woman out in Willow Grove, Kara Rodenbush Photography. It's like $60. You go in, you take the picture. She has the whole scene set up. So I have both for you.
It's a good way. I know a couple of people who do it this way because they try to do the pictures themselves. It doesn't quite work out, and you have the environment, everything set up and ready to go, and you
ready
can save
go.
Yourself the heartache.
Right.
Do you think there's a market out there for people to do the opposite of this and like do like a white trash Santa? Okay.
I'm sure it's out there.
Yeah. All right, ready for the next one?
Next one. We talked a little bit about it last week, but it's the Luminature by the Philadelphia Zoo. This is the first year the zoo is doing this. They started on November 20th. It'll go until January 5th, but they've basically set up a portion of the zoo with more than 600,000 lights. 12 experiences that you'll walk through includes a 21-foot-tall snake, giant cat eyes that you'll see as you walk through the park. You kind of see them throughout.
Preston, you just drove past it and you were blown away.
That was really cool looking from just the street,
My favorite part was the 25-foot tree that's made into entirely of flamingos. It's really cool.
Wow.
And then the best part is the light show that they do over the pond with the polar bear in the background. So I believe that it runs every half an hour. And if you're in the middle of the zoo, it's hard to get to if you start to see it go off. So you kind of have to time it out. But just make sure you see that because that's really the best part of it all.
So quick question. If you pay admission into the zoo, none of the animals are...
Yeah, that was the only thing. No animals are out on display. So you're literally going to the zoo just to smell the animals and see the lights. You can still smell them, by the way.
All right. Nice.
All right. Yep.
Oh, you're doing that? Sorry, bro.
So this is a craft, a little workshop for everybody to take part in.
Arts and crafts, everyone.
Arts and crafts.
I'm so excited.
You guys know Board and Brush. You've heard of that before, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they do it year-round. It's a place that's open year-round. There's different locations throughout the area, a lot of them, actually. I went to the Bluebell location, and they had a specific holiday, pick-your-own holiday project. I did a countdown to Christmas, and you do everything yourself. So you're screwing the boards of wood together.
Ooh, yeah.
You're distressing it, you're sanding it, you're staining it, you're painting it, all of it. And they have different things that you can choose from. So when you sign up, you pick your project, and they have it ready for you when you come
in. Okay, so we're looking at your countdown to Christmas. Yeah. Is this just like a little Advent thing, or is it just, it's really cool, it's a Christmas tree.
We could do anything, Steve. This is just the design that she chose.
Oh,
that's the design I chose. They have a number of things.
Can you do an Advent?
You can probably, probably can. I mean, they have so much to pick from. It's actually, like, it was difficult to go through and pick something because there were so many great things.
All right.
A lot of people know about Board and Brush at this point. Most people have tried it, but this was just holiday specific.
This is great for a ladies' night out. In fact, you know, my wife and her friends had this last week. My wife bailed at the last minute. She wasn't feeling good. But I know. But I saw all the pictures. I was like, oh, man, I would have liked one of these.
Something like that, yeah.
You know what, Steve? Also, because they have, like, stencils and stuff like that, it's great for kids can actually do it as well. And it doesn't, like, it doesn't look like kids' artwork, you know?
I love this stuff. Yeah.
Where are they, Kath?
They are all over the place. You just go to boardandbrush.com. You can, if you go to the my list, you click on that. That'll take you to the Bluebell location. That's the one that I went to. But, I mean, they're throughout the year, these classes.
How'd you do with the drill?
I was okay. My cousin held the boards of wood together, and I drilled it. I did have to have the guy that worked there come over and fix a piece because one was uneven. So I guess I didn't do so well, Nick. All right, next. Holiday activities. You have to do a North Pole Express, right? You have to get on a train, take the kids, get pictures. So
I've wanted to do this forever.
So I did one, you know, a couple of years in a row. And then last year I went out to Westchester. I did that one.
Right.
This is going to be a brand new one for me. I'm trying the North Pole Express on the Black River and Western Railroad. So it leaves out of Flemington, New Jersey. And it's, you know, typical North Pole Express. You get on the train.
Is it done like the Polar Express or is it just the North Pole?
I think they just can't call it the Polar Express.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I think it's done very similarly to that. But yeah, Santa joins you, his elves. Mrs. Claus will be there. They have a bunch of different photo locations for you. They've got a Christmas tree. They've got Santa's sleigh.
Annabelle is here.
And you can pick a VIP experience because sometimes these get crowded. So if you want, they will have a VIP table for you where it's I think it's a table of four or you can do a table of six. And they'll bring you, you know, your cookies or chocolate milk over to your table. And it's a little bit extra to do that. But it leaves at the Flemington train stations. It goes from November 23rd. So it's already started. It goes through December 28th.
All right. Do you know how long the train ride itself lasts?
You know what, Nick? I don't know exactly how long this one is. I know the other ones that we've done are about 30 to 45 minutes.
You got to get some, at least that amount of time, or else, you know, if it just moves forward 50 feet and backs up, I'd freak the F out.
Go on the subway.
Now get out, kids.
All right, up next. Holiday
activities. Knocking off some good ones so far, Kathy.
Yeah, so this is sort of like a little small town community, but a lot of fun. The Gypsy Saloon Wonderland. It's a holiday Sunday fun day. So Gypsy Saloon is kind of known for their Sunday fun days throughout the year.
Sunday fun days?
Yeah, so they're in West Contra.
Drinking on Sunday is basically.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it is.
That's what Sunday fun day is.
That's what Sunday fun day is. So this is just a holiday themed Sunday fun day, but what they do is they add a tent in the back of their restaurant and they put all kinds of activities for kids back there. So you can do a bunch of stuff with the kids. You can bring them.
Well, you're getting tanked inside.
Yeah, well, no, but obviously the restaurant's open. You can have dinner, but they've teamed up with the Elmwood Park Zoo this year, and they're bringing out live reindeer, so you can get photos with the reindeer. Now, if you do that at the zoo, you have to pay for it, but if you come to the Gypsy Saloon, it's free.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and that is on December 15th.
Okay, so coming up.
Yeah, coming up December 15th, 4 to 8 in the evening. And again, I've gone to it a couple of years in a row, and it's a lot of fun. She kind of has it all decorated out front. You can take some pictures. In the back is the tent with, you know, hot chocolate, cookies, activities for the kids to do.
Okay, cool.
So this is like an old one that a lot of people know about, but I have never been to this. So this will be something new for me. Nick, you know what it is, right?
I love it, yeah.
It's the Brandywine Christmas at the Brandywine River Museum of Art. So basically, it's a huge model train display with an array of both toy and scale model trains that
runs
2,000 feet on tracks. Now, I've never been to this. I always go to the one at the Marissa Arboretum.
It is so cool. I did it as a kid. I did it as a parent. I've been, you know, my grandparents used to take me. It's so much fun, and they take an entire floor at the River Museum, and they turn it into this village with model trains going everywhere.
I love model trains. I love the Morris Arboretum one, Kathy.
Yeah.
It's great. So are you going to do this one?
Yeah, so I'm going to try this one. And it's perfect because it's out near, it's not far from Longwood Gardens, and, you know, everybody knows how great that is. So I think I'm going to try to throw those both in one day while I'm out there. But what's really cool about this is that you can just go and view it whenever you want, but they also have themed days. So they have like a pajama night. They have breakfast with trains. trampolines. They have a relaxed stroller tour. So if you have young kids that are not necessarily going to get out of the stroller, you can do that. And then they have a sensory-friendly train morning for kids who may want to go and check it out. But it'll be, specifically geared towards them.
So for this and for Longwood, if possible, try to go during a weekday because weekends get really packed and they're
and
so
you'll
great.
Want to die.
Well, yeah, it just gets overly crowded at both of those locations and because of how popular they are, but they're both worth it.
Okay, press up next. It's two separate Dickens festivals. Okay,
yeah, so I'm a massive Dickens fan. Right? I love the Dickens.
So there's one in Medford, New Jersey. I wasn't able to get too much information on it other than I reached out to them, but other than a lot of people who live in the area go to it. So
all
I
right.
think it's a pretty big activity, but it's on December 7th, 4:30 to 9. And basically you just walk through the streets. They're all decorated. There's carolers, live presentations. There's vendors along the street. You can get hot chocolate. Santa will be there.
They usually have people dressed up as characters from A Christmas Carol usually.
Right, exactly. Okay. That's exactly what it is. And then the next day on December 8th from 12 to 4 in Narberth. The streets of downtown Narberth will transform into the 1840s London as Ebenezer Scrooge, Tiny Tim, all the characters from A Christmas Carol will roam the streets.
Well, that's where Bill Weston
lives in Narberth.
Yeah. Narberth. Oh, they call her Annabelle. She's out of town this weekend.
So
it's going to be great.
Those are two separate.
I get off.
Dickens festivals, one in Medford, New Jersey, and then one where you can go and see Bill Weston in Narberth.
All right. He's playing Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Up God next, Press. All right, so listen, we only have two more left.
All right, okay. All right.
This is another one. A small little town, but not so small in the activity. So it's Christmas in Wayne, Pennsylvania. It's an entire weekend that's filled with all this fantastic activity. So you can start your holiday shopping because all of the vendors there, all of the stores there will set up tables outside of their store. And you can walk along North Wayne Avenue and East Lancaster Avenue. Everyone will be outside. Now, in addition to that, they'll have horse-drawn carriage rides. They'll have face painting for the kids, ornament decorating at the Radnor Firehouse. And then on Saturday, Santa will come down on a fire truck and he ends up at the Wayne Hotel where kids can get pictures with him. Same thing. It's free. You don't have to pay for anything here. And then on Sunday, all of the stores actually decorate. They do their holiday decorations in the window. Mm. And so it's sort of made.
All lit up and everything?
Yeah, it's tradition now where people walk down the street and will look at the holiday decorations in all of the store windows. So that is an entire weekend and that will start on Friday, December 6th. So right after the camp out, December 6th through December 8th on Sunday, all of these different activities in Wayne. This is something new for me. I have not been to it, but I will be out.
So it's right after camp out?
It's right after camp out.
Because Rodney Bird volunteers with the Radnor Fire Company. I wonder if he's going to go from camp out to this.
Yeah, so he does this every year.
He's going to want to blow his brains out.
He does do this every year, and I don't know if it follows camp out every year or not, Nick.
God bless Rodney.
Yeah. All right, and the last one.
The final week. Should we get a drum roll?
Only so many effects we can handle at a time.
So you have to go see a light show, right? We talked about the one at the zoo.
Oh. A light show!
Oh. Wait, I wasn't.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
It's the Comcast Holiday Spectacular.
Uh-huh.
Have you guys been down to that?
No, I've heard it's great.
Yeah,
Nick has.
So they do a whole visual display. Nick, you've seen it?
I have. For a few years, it's great. They do a really good job with it. They used to give out hot chocolate. I don't know if they still do. They should, though.
They're changing some things up. They're starting on Thanksgiving morning, and they are going to do, the Pennsylvania Ballet is going to do a performance. So they have the light show or the visual display, but they also have performances that will take place. Nick, I don't know about the hot chocolate, but I'll see if I can find out for you.
It's so visually realistic. There are parts where there are people walking across these screens. It looks like there are people walking through the upper floors of the Comcast lobby. It's really impressive.
So it's a 15-minute show, and it runs every day from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. And I don't know why. I guess it has something to do with people leaving for work, except for the 5 o'clock hour on weekdays.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's just 1 hour in the middle of the day that it's not going to run. The last show will be at 4 p.m. on New Year's Day.
So it's an audiovisual display. Yep. Yeah.
I think it's because it's right above the train station, Kath, so a lot of people are probably going in and out of that lobby to actually get down to the train station below it.
Okay, that makes sense. And Santa will be there on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 4. All of the activities are right in the lobby of the Comcast Center, which is 1701 John F. Kennedy Boulevard.
What a comprehensive list that you have, Kath.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
And really, that's really your good stuff. Holiday activity.
So there are 10 activities you have on the list.
10 activities.
And these are all new from the years past.
Yes.
Do we have the archive? archives of the years past.
Yeah.
You can check those out, too, because I'm sure some of those things are still available.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking that. Yeah, because there's, you know, if you're not, maybe you have younger kids, you don't want to go to the Philadelphia Zoo. Elmwood Park Zoo also does a light experience. Say, maybe you don't even want to get them out of the car. You want to go to Shady Brook and do their drive-through. I was thinking that. The older lists are still valid.
Well, some of that not even there anymore. The oil refinery.
I took that one off.
I'll mention an activity in my area on Friday in Skipback Village is the tree lighting ceremony. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. We don't go every year, but we have been a few times, and it's great, and everybody's outside, and the lights go on, it's a big round of applause, and all the shops and stuff are open around there, so it's a great little village. There's lots of restaurants, and it's really cool.
Don't let the season pass. You know, we're ahead of it now, enough now to get out and experience some of this stuff, because sometimes you don't take a pause to just enjoy what's going on, and you barrel through it, and you say, damn it, I missed everything. Don't let that happen this year.
So there's also, and I'm so glad you did that, Press, because I wanted to recommend something as well. If you can get down to the shore, Cape May has some really, really...
Yes, you said that.
They have some really, really great things going on there, and if you can... they have a horse-drawn carriage ride, so I think it can fit up to, like, 8 people. And
Cape May is so pretty, period, with the lights during the holidays.
You put the lights up and everything like that, and it gets really, really Christmassy, and you should do that. And then on your way back, you can stop off in the Pine Barrens and cut your own tree down.
Yeah, you can.
Save, like, 60, 70 bucks.
It's great. Yeah. Or listen, if you got little kids, and I say this every year, Storybook Land in New Jersey, and it's...
That one was on a previous list, too.
It's great. I used to love taking our kids there.
Oh, Christmas stories and things?
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, it is for the holidays. Yeah. And it's so lit up, you can't even... It blows you away, the amount of decorations that they do there. So it's
Storybook Land. Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, nice job, Kathy. Excellent work. That's all available at PrestonandSteve.com. And we will play the song one more time. Oh, did you want to hit something first?
No, I just wanted to say that, just keep in mind, that Word of the Week prize is all, kind of combined with the activity list.
Yes.
And I have a short little video that we're going to put up with some of the prizes that you'll win this week. And this is actually not the only week. There's going to be another week before Christmas where we're going to give away a whole big pack. And I'm telling you, it's perfect. Basically, I've gotten part of your holiday shopping done for you.
Wonderful. So we give that away for Word of the Week prize, and it's a short week this week. So let's hit this one more time.
Oh, the holiday activities list is here. You know Kathy's been thirsting, researching, and bursting to bring us some cheer. Oh, I can't wait to see what's on the list this year. Maybe potato latkes, so fun things for Kwanzaa, or even a mix of them both. Though that seems unlikely, it might be fun to see a rabbi in African clothes. African clothes. I have gone so far off track, it is clear. I'm supposed to be telling of all of the fun things Kathy has this year. Kathy's holiday activities. Kathy's holiday activities. Kathy's holiday activities. List is here.
It's official now. Yeah. McCarty and that amazing song. He is absolutely the best. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back in a moment. Bizarre file stories. We're also going to have Senator Bob Casey on the show and the amazing Cecily Tynan, 100th Thanksgiving Day Parade with 6ABC.
Yeah.
She's giving us the details. That's another activity that's got to be a part of your holiday list. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Markets proudly supports Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger, beginning Monday, December 2nd at Xfinity Live in the Wells Fargo Center complex. If scheduling prevents you from attending in person, you can still make a difference. Stop by your local Acme throughout November and make a donation at the register. Just look for the Camp Out can when you go. Your donation goes towards foods that Phil Abundance needs most to help area families. Go to WMMR.com/campout. For complete details and a list of especially needed food items, Acme Markets and 93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
So it's no secret that when we do the Camp Out for Hunger, we do our best to bring as many notable names out to the event to help out, you know, whether they be sports stars or television or film, music, whatever it is. We're going to have live music performances and things like that. But we also have our elected officials who try to stimulate their constituency and help us out with that.
Get the word out and get people out to donate.
Yep. And unfortunately, we won't have an in-person visit from this next guest who's been there on many occasions. And we love it when he can. But he wanted to call in and participate anyway, all leading right. up to it. So please welcome United States Senator Mr. Bob Casey. Hey! Senator, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, thanks for letting me call in.
Yeah, no problem. So I guess you're going to be busy while we're, or not in the area while we're going to be doing the Camp Out for Hunger.
Yeah, on the road.
Yeah, I understand. But you've come out and you have seen firsthand in person the operation that we have set up there. And, you know, it's we try to employ people with as much entertainment as we can. Do you have a good time when you come out?
I do. And you guys, I'll tell you, I want to thank you for what you do, your whole team. It's remarkable. I've never seen anything like it, and certainly anywhere in Pennsylvania, and I would venture to say anywhere in the country. But I'm certain it's the most significant drive I know of in the whole state, and that's saying something.
Well, it's actually, believe it or not, it is the number one single-sponsored food drive in the country. And so yep. The amount taken in is phenomenal, but that's as a result of everybody. And we always say this, Senator, is that you're dealing with obviously large corporate sponsors, but every bit is important. Are the people who get out and buy those $10, $20 bags of groceries and come by and drop that off. So as that concerted effort, unfolds, you're going to see everybody chipping in. And that's what, I mean, last year's numbers were huge. We never set an amount, but, you know, we always hope for the best. And that's why, again, we call upon you to give us, the word and pass it along to as many people as you can to get people out to the camp out.
No, we'll continue to do that. You know, it's strange that some people might think it's strange that the need is so great because, you know, some of the indicators on the business page seem pretty good. You know, the unemployment rate's been low for a number of years. The region, southeastern Pennsylvania, including Philadelphia, have done real well. But the problem is there's another side to that, and just a lot of people that are food insecure. Mm-hmm. It's not just a southeastern Pennsylvania problem, of course. It's all across the state. Small towns, rural areas, big cities, even suburban communities. More than 1.5 million people in the state are food insecure. And in Philly, there was a study done by Hunger Free America back in 18, and they've still found that the number of people struggling against hunger in the city increased by 22% over the 6 years prior to the study. So
it's a mind blower.
Lots of people need help.
Yeah. And when we talk about food insecurity, we're not, you know, some people think, okay, the people who just are completely starving and who have not eaten in a long time. No, we're talking about, you know, in many cases, it's people who just can't pull together enough, or maybe are, you know, feeding their kids and can't feed themselves, or having to skip paying an electric bill so that they can put some food on the table, and juggling these things to become very precarious. And again, we've said many times, it could be somebody who's your neighbor next door. You have no idea, because people tend to, hold this close to themselves and don't want the word to get out. And so here's Phil Abundance, which provides all this food and outreach to all these various food charities and doing great work. So, whatever the reason for this bizarre situation that Philadelphia is getting impacted so much by this, we can make a difference through the Camp Out for Hunger and through other food charities. So, hopefully with your participation and everybody else, we can make this another banner year.
Well, Phil Abundance knows.
Oh, I think people lost you, Senator. You there?
Oh,
you were breaking up there. Go ahead. Sorry.
I said Phil Abundance probably knows better than anybody that a lot of these folks are working.
Yep.
Yeah,
they're trying to make ends meet and pay bills and working every day and sometimes more than one job, and they're food insecure and their kids are.
Yeah, absolutely. And Senator, you know, one of the things that we, and I'm sure that you, being in the business that you're in and all the people that you meet and all of the assistance that you see out there that's given, we're always blown away by the first people in line to come and help out are the people who needed help at one time or
yes.
another.
Yeah.
And that
yep.
generosity is just, I don't know if it's, I like to think it's everywhere, but we certainly see it here. And I'm sure you've seen plenty of that yourself.
We have. And it's just a reality that the usual economic indicators don't tell the story. Mm. And And unless efforts like you are undertaking, the work you're doing and the Phil Abundance, that gap will not be filled. Government alone can't do it. I mean, I fight every day on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is part of the Farm Bill. Last year, we got the Farm Bill done around this time of the year. The president signed it. As soon as he signed it, the administration started using administrative ways to undermine it. So we're litigating that now, litigating it through the regulatory process. But even if SNAP and the WIC program for women, infants, and children, even if these programs are robustly funded, you're going to have a gap. So what you're doing is has never been more important.
Well, we appreciate it, sir. And we also appreciate you getting in touch to help get the word out. And we'll miss you. We wish we could, you know, strap you on one of our games that we play or something like that. But we'll do it another year.
This is exactly why he's out on the road this year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we
you guys
appreciate
should only
it.
Have one professional political comic a year, so
Understood. All right. Well, thank you, Senator. We appreciate it. And have a great holiday, okay?
Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Yeah, you too.
Senator Bob Casey, ladies and gentlemen. And he's seen it firsthand. So
there's a perfect success story. A guy who started with Chippendales. And
He's gone on to a
robust political career.
In Washington, it's amazing that can happen. All right, we need to do the Bizarre File, and then we're going to welcome another guest to the studio. Here we go.
Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And this morning it is brought to you by Hers. Small has finally gotten its big break. Introducing Hers. Mini cheese puffs.
Mini.
Cheese. Mini. And much more munchable than ever. Hers forever good. Let's start with this. When a female driver sought to apologize, Kathy, you're going to love this, sought to apologize for her role in a road rage confrontation, a Florida man responded by giving her a mouthful. Now, that mouthful would be a mouthful of food that he spat from his mouth into hers.
Oh, God. Oh, dear God.
Investigators say that David Whipperman and the female victim were involved in a road rage incident. Following the confrontation, which is not further described in court filings, Whipperman exited his truck and approached the driver's side of the victim's Kia. The woman, cops say, rolled down her window and apologized to the defendant. Whipperman allegedly responded by spitting food that he had been chewing at the woman. The food struck the victim in the face and entered her mouth, according to the report. Whipperman then,
like a mother bird,
allegedly opened the victim's car door and began screaming at her while pointing a finger in her face. His menacing ended when a passerby interrupted the incident. Whipperman was arrested and charged with a pair of felonies, and he is being held at the county jail in lieu of $12,000.
But luckily for her, Preston, he was eating one of those hard-to-get Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Oh, wow. So she got to taste it.
She got to taste it, yeah.
It's actually a bonus in disguise. Yeah. instead of hitting a fake deer target in his backyard, an Aurora, Illinois man shot a hunting arrow across the street and landed in his neighbor's knee.
Oof.
Daniel,
is this yours, Lou?
Smorshevsky was charged with reckless conduct after police received a 911 call from a man who had been shot with an arrow. The neighbor was outside painting the front of his home when he felt a sharp pain in his knee, and after looking down, he saw an arrow was sticking out of his leg.
God.
Police began conducting an investigation and interviewed the man's neighbor.
That wasn't there before.
Smorshevsky, who told police he was in his backyard using a bow and arrow to practice shooting at a fake deer target. Smorshevsky told police that one of the arrows missed the target and he lost track of it. He said he packed up his bow and target and put them back in his garage before officers and paramedics responded. I'm sure this dude shot it. It took off to nowhere and he heard... Ah! And then he packed up all his stuff and stashed it. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Don't you wish there was video?
Oh, my God, yes. The neighbor was taken to an area hospital. He had non-life-threatening injuries. Police are reminding residents that arrows can be a dangerous weapon and should not be used in a residential area. Let's go with this one. I love this story as well. We're going to keep it short because we have another guest, and we have other guests that are arriving shortly. A young woman looking for a police escort to Union Station because she was running late is the latest example of a ridiculous 911 call that's been highlighted by police. Peel Regional Police posted audio of the call on Twitter. The audio begins with the caller, or the call taker saying, 911, do you need police, fire, or ambulance? The confused sounding caller then tries to explain to her the dire predicament. She says, I'm supposed to have a trip to Union Station. It's supposed to show up for me this morning. It did not. And I don't know how you guys work with services in terms of that because I'm in a taxi right now, but it's not going to get me to the station on time for my train to board at 9:45. So then the emergency operator attempts to clarify the request, saying, okay, so I'm sorry, you're in a taxi cab and you think you're going to be late for your train ride to Union Station. Yeah, the woman replies. The 911 operator then asks what the woman is expecting the police to do for her. She goes, do you guys offer emergency ride services or not?
Like a police escort?
That's what she wanted. To which the call taker says, emergency ride service? And she said, I don't know how you guys operate.
We do that all the time.
Kind of trailed off. The 911 operator replies sternly, saying, well, I can assure you we don't do that. On the plus side, the young woman knew enough to apologize to the 911 call taker before hanging up. Cops released another audio clip in September of a man calling 911 from a restaurant asking for police to help after he was served a chicken sandwich with tomatoes on it. The caller apparently specified he didn't want the garnish because of food allergy and thought the police should get involved.
It's wonderful how 911 is still an elusive concept to so many people.
It is. It's amazing. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you. So coming up, dear friends, is the 100th 6ABC Thanksgiving Day Parade. What a big deal this is. I went to the 99th last year, had a great time, and they're all set for a centennial celebration.
So I was watching our next guest Rick Williams doing the 100-year history. It was a special they ran last week. It was awesome. I didn't realize so many things about the parade. It's amazing.
It is. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Cecily Tynan from 6ABC.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. How are you, Cecily?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Before
here.
We get into the specifics of the parade, you brought a friend with
I
you this morning.
I brought my puppy, Nala. And I brought her primarily to thank you guys. When she was missing for 44 hours, you let me get on the radio and give the word out. And also because if I leave her in the house, she's going to poop in the dining room, and I'm getting a little tired.
Bring her here to poop.
So, exactly. I have some bags.
And by the way, so Nala was next door, right?
Yes, the whole time.
She was caught on a picnic table?
She was apparently under a picnic table that was covered and couldn't get out. And that's, you know, the rescue groups who came.
Yep.
They're amazing. Delco Dogs, Match Dog Rescue, a whole bunch of people came, and they said that usually they don't go far. And especially if you just have the dog, they don't know their name. What you do, you don't go yelling for them because it'll scare them away.
Right.
You grill. I was grilling at like 4 o'clock in the morning. You get Kentucky Fried Chicken and put it all across your yard.
Yeah.
And you get them back by scent.
Well, they stay close to the food source. That's what they do.
That's what we did. So. Yeah. So she's back, so thank you so much.
She's a cutie. Look at the ears on her.
She has big ears. Well, I thought she'd like fit in a bag because I've never had a little dog.
Right.
And so I envisioned myself like Paris Hilton with a dog in a bag. And she's really big now. So now I'm like those New York City subway people with a really big bag.
Yeah. We got Yorkies, and when they were puppies, like, ooh, maybe they'll stay this small. Yeah, and we got the little bags and everything. No, they outgrew.
She was 5 pounds when we got her. She's 15 now.
Oh, wow.
So
she's a cutie, though. And I'm so glad you got her back.
Because absolutely.
She likes you guys.
Is she going to be at the parade with you? Is that going to be too much?
No, that's way too much. Yeah, I got
to
handle Rick Williams. I can't handle too. There's no way.
And Ginger Z is going to be with you guys?
Yes, Ginger, who I think just got back from Africa.
Wow.
So she's going to be there.
She was at their parade.
Yeah. Right. We have Macy Gray, Aloe Back, Black, Carson Kressley. Sorry, I'm not used to being up this early in the morning.
No, we know.
So, you know, and of course, Santa, Mrs. Claus. Like, that's the big thing. So, it's going to be a fantastic parade.
I love the parade. I've always loved the parade, and it's what I put on as I'm doing all my stuff Thursday the morning, and it's a great time. But again, that special was a real eye opener. It's about the history of the parade and how Santa used to climb up a ladder into like the fourth or fifth story. It started as a gimbals thing, I guess it was.
Well, and wasn't it funny to see the floats?
The floats
they're kind of rinky dink, back of a pickup truck.
And now you have and the guy who is like Mr. Float for the world, I guess, designed the 100th anniversary. Float.
Exactly.
It's pretty
spectacular.
Amazing.
And then, we also have these stage productions, which are amazing. So, you know, if you're thinking about going to what, Shrek the Musical is going to be playing, that will have a little preview. And, you know, it's top notch now.
So let me ask you, because there's word has come out that like I know up in the other parade, they're worried about the wind situation. And I assume we share sort of the same wind corridor.
Well,
what are we looking
at? You know, it's funny because last week I was texting the producer saying, I'm a little concerned about the wind. We have a cold front moving through on Wednesday.
Right.
But right now it looks like they may be below the threshold for pulling the balloons.
Excellent.
Which is 20 miles an hour. So now it looks more like 12 to 18. Just so it's going to be close. Okay. But and honestly, it doesn't look as cold as it was looking earlier in the week. Looks like low 40s.
Good.
So, and dry. Thank goodness.
That win-win all the way around.
And you were there last year, Preston. I mean, last year was cold.
It was
We had
cold,
wind chills below zero. The little dancing girls, like, with barely any clothes, I felt so bad for them.
Me too. My son was in the production, so that's why I was there. So he was up on the stairs the whole time, and I was like, oh my God, I hope he's gonna, you know, survive. But, you know, you put your layers on, you were good, but this year will be much better.
Yeah, it looks great. You know, and speaking of the cold, if you want to escape it, we have this Watch and Win sweepstakes, and we have, what, a year's supply of Dunkin' Coffee, we have 10 tickets to the Eagles-Dallas game, and also grand prize, a vacation for six to Orlando with airfare, hotel, everything included. So.
How do you enter to win that?
You watch the show, and then we ask you to text a number, and then we announce the winners.
I had so much fun last year. It was my first parade that I had been to, the Thanksgiving Day parade, and I went right down front by where the grandstands are and everything because, you know, I had access because my son was in it. But it is, what an operation. And what I found out, you know, well, talking to your bosses about the parade, what I did not know is that there is you guys have an office over at your offices that year round, all they do, there's a group of people and they are the parade planners. It's their full-time job.
Well, and they're planning two years in advance.
Well, the thing is that it was years ago that we almost lost a parade. I think it was when Gimbel's went under or something.
I watched the special. Gimbel's went under, and then they said to ABC, can you do this? And they said, well, we're good at covering it, but actually running the parade is something we're not used to. So they went all in, and the parade exists today because of 6
exactly.
ABC.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, these people, they're the hardest working people at the station.
And Dunkin', of course.
So,
too.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they supply the coffee and the donuts, too.
Yeah. There's also some behind-the-scenes stuff you're not aware of. Like, the night before, there's a big party that happens.
What?
Yeah, everybody stays at the same hotel.
Yeah.
I went to it. I'm like, damn, dude, you guys are putting this on. It's a big deal. This you guys work, or a group, you know, a big portion of you work all year round for this. And the night before, everybody gears up and they have a big holiday party.
Do you know what's wild is that they're literally generations of families that have been out that had their same sort of spot on the, you know, and you highlighted them in this special. Can you see that I saw the special?
Decade after decade.
And it's so cool. That to me is the stamp on this event that makes it so wonderful.
And the same thing with, say, the balloon handlers. I remember before I started hosting, I was covering it. And so I would be out there at 4 o'clock in the morning, and there would be families year after year, motorcycle groups year after year who volunteer, and they were like, oh, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving if we weren't there. And I really, this is my 16th year. And I don't know what I would do if I didn't do it.
It's just so
much fun. Yeah. And what I like about it, too, is that it kicks off the holiday season.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the next week we have Camp Out for Hunger.
Yeah, so, we're getting ready
looks cold,
for that.
Looks cold, of course,
I know.
For that week.
Which is fine by us.
Yeah.
It kind of it makes it really feel like
it does. It's a
impactful,
wonderful, you know, confluence of things. But you also have some veterans returning to the broadcast booth this time around, right?
Yes. Dave Roberts, who... I was watching that special too. I mean, he started hosting back when we had Jim O'Brien.
Yeah.
And Lisa Thomas Laurie are coming back as well, which is fantastic.
And they were talking about when they started, it was basically just like a card table outside with electric blankets.
Yeah, and they would stand up and just kind of look around to see what's coming down the parkway.
Because they were at the end of the parade route as opposed to where they are now, where you guys are now.
So we're in front of the Art Museum. And I have to admit that Rick and I are sheltered a bit, that we have a little bit of a booth with plastic, which last year Adam Joseph was angry because he and Alicia will be around with the Dunkin' fan cam. And they go and, you know, meet the visitors and hand out coffee. And he was freezing. And I was complaining it was cold. He's like, you're in a booth with heaters.
leaders. Are you kidding me?
You got to tell them to suck it up. And
exactly.
You know, there's a pecking order over there.
So Adam will be out, and Alicia and Karen.
Alicia
is
and
she...
Karen as okay. well. And Karen will be doing a lot of interviews on the Parkway. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, we have Minnie and Mickey. We have all the mascots for Philadelphia are coming. I hear Gritty maybe there as well.
Gotta
yes.
be.
So, yeah. So, now, yeah.
It's a wonderful thing. It really is. Like, it's the whole thing is on every you know, Thanksgiving morning at my house, and it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without it.
A tip if you're going to go, try and find a, when you're not in the shade, a spot that is in the sun.
You got to get in the sun.
Because otherwise you were going to freeze. But otherwise, and it's looking like it's going to be partly cloudy maybe Thursday.
Yeah, it looks dry. Yeah. I mean, partly cloudy to mostly sunny. Looks okay. pretty nice.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
You can rock it. You get that. You get that sort of the warmth of being with family and friends.
Oh, that's right. That's so cliche.
Yes, you're warm.
You know, bring
warm.
Your hand warmers and stuff. Yeah. We've had worse. We've had parades where one of our guests who had a mustache, his nose was running, and it was freezing. Yep. It's a little icicle.
Yeah, but you know what? That's holiday as well.
Exactly.
If he could have illuminated them, it would have been perfect.
So what time does the broadcast start?
It starts at 8:30.
Okay.
Yes.
And if people want to get a good spot on the route, what do you?
Oh,
you
go there now. Early. Yeah.
Go there now.
Yes. Yeah. 7:30 in the okay. morning. I mean, get out there early.
And
definitely.
Where does it? Now, obviously, it comes by the art museum. Do you know where the route
it
where
starts
it starts? And
15th of Market.
Okay,
it begins.
Okay,
so.
That's easy. You can definitely do it.
Yeah.
You could
pick a spot along the route.
You can definitely find.
If you want to see the performances, though, you got to be
then,
down.
Then you want to be closer to the art museum.
Yep. Yeah,
definitely.
And you're going to come out to the camp out next week.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah,
we do the camp out after dark. You and Deuces. And I know Jim can't make it this year.
I know.
But I
know.
We saw him the other night. We got this little award at the broadcast.
And
Pioneers.
So did Walter Perez, which is cool.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. We were entered. We all
congratulations.
Got into the Hall of Fame.
Broadcast Pioneers. Cool.
That is correct.
Ask Walter to tell you about his second return trip to the podium.
Uh-huh.
He got up into this wonderful speech and forgot to thank Jim.
Oh.
Who was there.
Well, he's
there.
Fired now. Sorry.
Well, he saved it because after the next presenter, the next recipient came up and gave their speech, Walter came up and he says, I forgot one thing. One little thing. And then he thanked Jim.
And, you know, Walter is just the nicest guy.
Yeah. Super nice. Super nice guy, yeah.
So are you, personally, anyhow, by the way, how do you do Thanksgiving after you are finished with that? You got people at home doing the cooking
you know,
for
brother, you? My brother and my sister-in-law and their kids are coming, and they're going to the parade, and he has a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And I actually, I pay a woman to prepare everything and put the turkey in the oven. So we get home, and the turkey's cooking, and I just basically heat up the sides. And that's cooking
to.
For me.
Yes. Yes.
And yeah. And then this year...
you went to the Kathy Romano School of
Cooking. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That is totally cooking.
That is definitely cooking.
No, that's actually more because turning the dials on the thing is too much. So.
I don't even put my oven on.
And we're going to have to eat it all because our fridge broke yesterday.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Like, the worst week of the year for that. So we're going to have a major bloat because no leftovers in my house. Like, if it... You, don't leave the table till all the food's gone.
Oh, my God. You're just stuff yourselves.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I can't wait.
All right, cool. Well, listen, we'll chat more at the camp out, but
great.
we'll keep reminding people about the parade and all the things. 100th year, man. Centennial. That's
it's a big one.
It is a big one.
And one to be celebrated.
Yep. All right, cool. What am I playing here, Casey?
You know,
the closing theme,
of course.
Closing thing. Closer to your world. You got to have that. Excellent. Well, good luck with everything.
Hey, thank
Cecily.
You. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Same to
thanks
you.
Thanks for having me on.
Cecily Tarnay, guys.
Six. This has been Action News.
All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back in just a second. Our buddy Dom Irrera will be in the studio. Stay with us.
Love Preston and Steve and WMMR? Check out WMMR.com for more of everything that rocks.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors. Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So our next guest is doing a Wednesday night appearance and then a Friday and Saturday at Helium Comedy Club. We love it when he comes back home because he's one of our favorites to have in the studio, the one and only Mr. Dom Irera.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Here.
Is this thing on?
Is it working? You're all good. Yeah.
Guys, how are you, ladies?
Wonderful.
Is he still kissing you?
Are we kissing? I thought we were going to, like, say hi. You just walk right by me.
No. Remember Craig Fitzsimmons was all over you?
Oh, God, yes.
I didn't like the way he was touching you. And in real life, he would never have a shot.
He hasn't been here in a while.
Well, we're always on vacation when he comes in town. It's happened, like, the last 2-3 years.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen Fitz in a while. It's been a bit. Dom, I think your eyes are opening up more.
I think they are.
Yeah. Because in the past you had said that, look, it felt like your eyes were closing up, but you look bright-eyed today.
Well, and now also I had Bell's palsy.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Bell's palsy was nice, huh? My face twisted.
So Bell's palsy is a weird thing. My mother had it, I remember, for a
good way to start up a comedy show.
And then it has a weird sort of effect, and then it just sort of goes away. Is that what happened with you?
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Your treatments or what? Does it just go away by itself?
They give you some hormones or right. I don't know what they give you, but it was terrible. Well, I finally went back on stage and I explained to the audience what it was, and I said, listen, you know, because of the two different places, I said, if you want to see me smile, move to the right of the stage. You want to see me frown over there.
You look good, though. You really do look good.
That is crazy, though, that it does that and that it can completely go away.
Yeah. Mm. I don't usually smile in the mirror anyway, but something was weird. So I looked at it and, oh my God. And I was like, anyway, yeah. And some of my other credits, I was in the Golden Girls 30 years ago.
This is important stuff to know. I mean, you know, like sometimes when you wake up, how many times, you know, if you've slept on your arm or something and it feels dead, it freaks you out. Yeah. Especially freaks you out if you can't smile or all that stuff. So I'm glad you're on the positive side of
Thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, I was in a TV show. It was called Family Medical Center years ago. And even at the audition, me and the casting director were starting to cry laughing.
Yeah.
Because they had like a light story, and then they had like a child with leukemia or something.
Right.
And my light story was I was a pizza guy, and I got carpal syndrome for cutting too many pies.
Right.
Right. So he said, let me give you this thing. And we're laughing. We could not stop laughing. It was the stupidest thing. But anyway, I go back, and he put this ball in my hand. And this is the line. Can you imagine trying to say this? Because he says, you can't cut pizzas anymore. And my line was, hey, listen, man, I make the pizzas, I cut the pizzas.
That's it?
Dun, dun, dun.
So that was the dream. So what was this show?
It's called Family Medical Center. I don't think they allow it on anymore.
they don't allow it on anymore. Well, it's good to have you back. It's like this to me also feels like the holidays when we see Dom Irera because it's and obviously you're coming back. You have family in the air, a lot of family and friends.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at this point, you know, is there a big family get together? What's the size of the Irera gathering?
Well, we're starting to have a little more room now at the table because of people dying. But other than that, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's a positive.
My birthday was last week, and they said, happy birthday. Happy birthday. One less day to have fun with people. I'm going to miss you guys and everybody.
It's true. You know,
Dom Irera was really a bummer the other day. I just started talking about this. I don't know why he did that in Family Medical story. What the hell's wrong with him?
About this poor guy with carpal tunnel syndrome who cuts pizzas.
I cut the pizzas.
I cut the pie. You better believe it. Yeah.
You were on two episodes of The Golden Girls there, Dom. I looked it up.
Love interest?
You looked it up?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What do you got time on your hands?
Yeah, well, just now, the produce clerk and the waiter, both in 1986.
Well, those are the two roles that he played. Yeah, the episodes were called The Way We Met and Flu Attack. Oh, so really? There you go.
I don't know if I did this on the show before talking about this, but this Hey Arnold, you know this. I have one? It's the most popular thing now that I've ever done.
Hey Arnold is
because of the millennials. Because the millennials, they grew up in that 5 years.
Wow.
And it's amazing. Like I just tested it one time at the Cleveland Comedy Club. because they were saying like Seinfeld and Big Lombowski and all this, and it couldn't. And the audience is more younger than anything, and they didn't really respond to those. And I said, "Say hey, Arnold!" Right? Boom! The whole place went out.
It blew up.
Yeah,
because you're on the series and then the movie. Right. Yeah. So
well, they had a movie. Like I think we did three movies. What they did was they took old stuff and put it together. I was in Australia, and they go. My agent said, "You want to do this movie?" I said, "Yeah, I love that show." And that was it. I said, "When do we have to shoot?" She goes, "You already did it. They took."
Yeah. You already
just
did.
Took all the episodes that you did, and
you. I heard your voice on. Was it Bob's Burgers?
Yeah, yeah.
You've done that. How many? Have you done a couple of those?
I think I only did one.
Do you love doing the animated stuff?
Yeah, I like it, especially because it doesn't matter. We could wear a wetsuit to work. Here's the thing. It's the easiest thing in show business because you read it.
Yeah.
Then you read it again, and they'll like do a wild spot where you can improvise, or the director will come in and just give you line readings. So if you really mess up, you just mimic him.
Right, and just repeat back. How much... you've done a fair amount of animated stuff, right? Besides that, what else have you done?
I did Back at the Barnyard. Which was pretty cool. My goddaughter was living with me at the time, and she found this thing, and it was like a trophy or anyway. She goes, "What's this?" She opens it up. It was an Emmy Award, daytime TV Emmy Award.
Wow!
I don't know. I didn't even know we got it.
Wow! You find out after the fact. Yeah, that's cool. I also didn't know this, and I was just doing a little background check on you, and I might get two things. I don't know if we ever talked about this, but Hollywood Shuffle, which is one of the first independent movies that really caught some steam to it. It was Robert Townsend, right? And he financed it with his credit cards, and
it was all true.
Keenan Ivory's, and you're an uncredited writer on that movie.
I'm uncredited? Yeah, as a writer, but not as an actor.
Yeah.
But what happened was we were over at Robert's house watching Villanova play Georgetown in basketball, and he goes, "I want to show you something." He shows me something. Nothing was really together.
Right.
But you could see something funny happening. He says, "Well, you want to do something in it?" I said, "Yeah, I want to play this gay guy who I went to college with. This guy, Vinny the Binny, we'd call him. He's a great guy, but he had this laugh. Like, he would say something and he'd go, that was his laugh, right? And he was just bigger than life. He became a hairdresser on Broadway. And I was going down to a reunion in Villanova. And I said, "Vinny, you want a beer?" When we used to drink beers in the car, like six car, 12 car ride. And I go, "Oh, do you want a beer?" He goes, "No, thanks, but you have one." And I thought, I got to do that character someday. And I was the writer in that.
The movie, I remember when that came out, that was sort of the beginning of a lot of these really self-financed, like Robert Rodriguez did. Yeah. You know, a couple movies, all just like maxing out a credit card and paying for it to get done, and that started a lot of careers in motion. But that's pretty cool.
We didn't have a number. We didn't even have enough money to do two shots.
Really,
we would do a shot and then they do another. You know, it was like, can we repeat this?
It's so wild because I follow you on Instagram as well, and there are pictures that you post of like around that period, and over the course of the years that you've been involved with so many things, and. Do you find now that a lot of people who are, like your relationship with Tosh, Daniel Tosh, you have these relationships that I think come back and people are interested in you and they put you in things. Are you finding that happening more and more now, like you're talking about with the animation stuff and all that stuff? Or are you back on people's radar with that?
Well, I was always lucky with that kind of stuff. But I quit auditioning about 15 years ago because I couldn't be like this big deal in Montreal.
Yeah.
And then come back here and there's this Diesel Dyke eating a sandwich, reading the sports page, and then occasionally looking up at me with the reading. And I thought, I can't do it. I can't be that both. So I just said, the hell with auditioning. Because I always hated it anyway. It's like,
it's got to be a little demeaning.
Yeah, we decided to go in another direction. You see your direction you're going? We're going the opposite way.
You're not in that direction.
The effusive they were about, like, "You were wonderful, thank you." I'm thinking that's the far. I don't got a shot in hell of doing this.
Right. Well, now Crank Anchors is coming.
I love that.
Are you going to be a part of this?
I don't know. We were talking about Jim Florentine.
Right.
He's great in that. But that's really hard to do because it's really hard not to laugh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was talking about actually on this go around, and as the show, and even in the initial run got very popular, voices being recognized. and you have a very identifiable voice. Is that would that be an issue for you as well, you think?
No, because of the brilliance of my characters, it drowns in the...
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I love that kind of stuff, you know, because I always loved the Jerky Boys.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Whatever happened to those guys?
They broke up. The one is doing Family Guy, I think.
Okay.
The one that, with the New York ones. The other one who does the Egyptian Magician and all that, I think... He's out of it.
The Jerky Boys used to be all over the place, and then gone. You know, so
I love. We quote them all the time. If they had any idea how famous they were amongst comedians, I don't know. Like they tried to do a movie, and you can't duplicate that stuff.
Yeah, that's right. They did a movie.
It was dumb.
I'm also on the Instagram thing. I noticed this. I think you've got this going on. There are many pictures of you with attractive women hugging you. And what would you now? Do you have a disarming quality? You think that gets? I think you are. Sometimes you see guys.
Well, first of all, where do I start?
You seem there's a lot of attractive women hugging you in your Instagram pictures, have you always been good with women, or do they just? What do you think the dynamic is there? If you could explain it.
Well, one of the things about me that I love is I'm so down to earth.
Oh, yeah.
One of the really magnificent things.
You're down to earth, and you love that about yourself. Yeah.
I have compassion for the little people, the middle acts in life who struggle for food,
Right. And so you take pity on them.
Yeah.
And you take the pictures with them.
That's what
literally beneath you at that point.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Where do you live? Where do you live in Hollywood? Up in the hills, you do?
Yeah. It's the beginning of the hills, which is perfect because I still am humbled by the Sly Stallone.
You still have something to get to.
The Stallone mansion.
Have the fires touched you, your area at all? Because
you could see like smoke and it wasn't as bad as it's been, but it's crazy. I mean, you guys have like cold front and it's not that serious here. I mean, we don't have a flood. We have a deluge. Everything's biblical proportion.
Mm-hmm. I've times that I've been out there and again lived out there briefly many years ago. But when it rains like nobody's business because everything is so dry. Those flash floods are really horrific. So
last year, Tosh asked me to do this benefit for him. And I never stopped giving, me. But I get from giving. That's the thing that makes me so wonderful. Anyway, Daniel's house was burned down the day we had to do one of these things. And he's on stage and he's getting laughs. And I'm thinking, what a crazy world. And here he is, like a packed house, doing some nice thing for chat, and his house burned down.
Jeez.
Were you involved in that? It was Todd, right? Was involved with the charity thing. Todd Glass. Did you do? Is that the same thing with Tosh, where all the proceeds go to whatever charity you choose, or was this something different?
I don't know. I don't even ask. You know what I do when a friend calls? I go.
You just go.
Yeah.
You
that's
do it.
Just
I
who
give
you
and
are.
I give, and sometimes
I think that's why women love you, man.
It's not just women. It's gay men, horses.
Horses.
It's just that natural, that glow that you have.
Mm. So, I mean, a week from today is our big food drive that we do every single year. And Tosh was doing a benefit, and he had a whole bunch of charities that all the proceeds went to. And one of them is our Camp Out for Hunger food drive, which we're like, well, how did this get on his radar?
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Well, it's because of Todd Glass.
It's because of Todd Glass,
which was very, very cool to do that, yeah.
Todd Glass is gay now, right?
Yes, he is. He's gay now.
They told me not to bring it up.
Hey, we got a credit in his book for, I think we were after Marc Maron, we were the second show he appeared on after coming out. So we got second status in the book.
Maron is a character. And, he said to me one time, I had this podcast. Gee, a comedian with a podcast who talks to other comedians? That's a novel idea.
Isn't it, though?
He said to me, I said, Mark, thanks for doing the show. I know you're busy now. He goes, Don, I'd do anything for you. He says, when I was half dead, he was doing so much coke. He says, you were nice to me. I said, well, you're supposed to be nice. It's not that big a deal.
Right.
But people remember that kind of stuff.
He does, certainly. In his career, we just had him in recently. He just worked with De Niro in the Joker film. And, this stuff is pretty wild I guess years ago, he could scarcely imagine that would be the case right now, But you talk about the podcast, and we've talked about it many times, when comedians come in, and it really becomes this incestuous thing where they're one comedian does one show and so on and so forth. But the ones who got on it early are still the ones that do the best, like Marc Maron and
Rogan.
Rogan, yeah.
Yeah, I was over Rogan's house. The first time I did it at his house. And we were going to shoot pool. We shot a lot of pool together to get talk. And I thought to myself, and Joe says, Dom, there's some kind of movement. I can't explain it to you, but I could feel something happening. You know, who knows? It would have exploded like that, but it did. It was amazing.
The podcast stuff?
Yeah, I go to Australia. There's like 20 19-year-old boys in the front all heard me on Joe's podcast.
Huh. Yeah. Rogan does such an eclectic, you know, Rogan does what fascinates him. And, yeah. and you know, and that's, yeah. so if you are aligned with his deal, he's always been really cool with us. He's, you know, and supportive, you know, his approach. But, and it's interesting because you like what the guy likes. He sort of curates stuff and people love it. So, yeah. but he's doing it right because he gets people on who legitimately fascinate him.
Yeah. He's like a blue collar philosopher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good way to
He's got
it.
Some good insight.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask about you being in town. Obviously, you're doing Wednesday night at Helium. Just one show, 8 o'clock, and then you're doing Friday, Saturday, taking Thursday off for Thanksgiving. What's, as far as being in town and the holidays and all that stuff, what's your take on, like Christmas starting so early these days and people, I don't know how it is on the West Coast, but the decorating and all that stuff.
I think it's a little ridiculous that, you know, once the pumpkins are gone, then Christmas, it's like the...
It's been happening.
Money making, you know.
Really quick.
The Thanksgiving sort of gets lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
But.
That's my favorite holiday, so I feel kind of bad about it.
I was watching the news last night, and they had these Native Americans who were, they called it National Day of Mourning or something. So right. No matter what we do in life, we're hurting somebody.
Yeah, you know.
Have you ever played a mall Santa? I think that would be
Santa.
You as a mall Santa would be a
that'd be
wonderful.
Awesome.
Come on, you shut up, you little bastard! Get this kid away from me.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be a sensational.
Who's hosting the meal on Thursday? Where are you going? Do you know
yet? My cousin Lauren.
Okay, is she usually the one?
No, they're dropping off like flies.
Okay,
our two best cooks are gone.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know.
Is drinking involved on Thanksgiving Day for you?
Drinking is involved in everything. I drink more now, I'm proud to say, than any other time in my life.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay.
You're going to finish strong.
And, you know, now I'm getting used to it. I don't get as bad a hangover, so it's even better.
Wow.
Really? The hangovers get worse as I get older.
Well, you know.
I had heard, though, that they get worse. And then
it's a breakthrough.
Get better.
You have a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You hit that point.
Yeah.
Do you lapse right into to football? Right. I mean, that's the big
football,
thing.
Football is what I love. The pros, to bet on the importance of every game. 16 games. You know how cool. And then the playoffs. And then the Super Bowl.
CD.
Baseball. You could lose 10 games in a row. All right, guys, we lost 10 games. We've got 147 games left.
Right.
Let's get it on. You know.
Do you do online betting or anything like that, or just with friends? Or
yeah, I just have a friend who does...
Is a bookie?
But now you can gamble legally. Yeah. I don't even know why they bother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that because, like, legitimate sports gambling is huge.
Yeah, but the thing is, with legit sports gambling, you actually have to have the money. With bookies, you don't.
Yeah, that's when it gets hairy.
Yeah,
but their means of exacting payment is a little different, mm-hmm. right? Are you the Eagles? I assume you're a big fan.
I'm a fan of people I bet on more than anything else.
Okay,
I'll bet on the Cowboys. I'll bet on the Pair. It doesn't matter to me that I'm from Philly. Yeah.
So
they don't care about me. You think they're in the huddle going, I wonder how Dom Herrera is doing.
Right. So the loyalty is where the betting is. Yeah. And I respect that. Yeah.
But I'm an Eagles fan.
Yeah,
but you know.
It doesn't kill you when you get a loss yesterday.
A lot of Philly fans, I had a bad day. You let that give you a bad day and all the bad stuff in life.
Right.
I don't care that much. I love Philadelphia, but it's, you know, I love Skippy Denenberg. This guy's a musician, a friend of mine. He says, I love when they say obvious stuff. He goes, why do they let those guys behind them? Like, you know, those receivers get behind them. I said, they don't let them. The guys are like world-class athletes.
Yeah.
They get behind them because they run faster.
Right, yeah.
They let them. Come on, go ahead.
It is the sport, I think, that lends itself the most to armchair quarterbacks and armchair athletes.
Did you see the beating that guy was getting with his helmet?
Yeah.
Now that was hilarious. that's not funny, too. I think they should have one play where they all take off their helmets and you have to hit the guy in the head. If you miss his head, you got to...
I was just surprised we hadn't seen it sooner. To tell you the truth.
Beating with the helmet?
Yeah.
It used to be the other way around where they said, you know, the guy would take off his helmet to fight. And mm-hmm. How stupid is that? Your helmet's protecting you. But remember, you go, why is he taking his helmet? But this to beat the... And that quarterback, he really looked like he was out on his feet for a second.
Yeah. And then you also saw, so Pouncey, who is, I believe, the center, the offensive lineman, starts throwing punches at Garrett in his face. He's wearing a helmet, you know, so that sort of, but like you see it in baseball all the time when a batter gets hit with a pitch on purpose, he runs at the pitcher will throw his glove at him, the batter will throw his helmet at the pitcher, you know, you're using.
How about when they got desperate at the end of the, like last week when they tried every means to not get him suspended indefinitely, and he said it was racial slurs. Now, first of all, let me tell you something. Did you see the guys that were surrounding him?
Right.
Big black guys, muscular, fat, like he's going to start now to start calling them names. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious, though, when you're in these sports like with hockey and football where they are inherently physically and violent. Mm-hmm. It's like, whoa. Stop fighting. You know, you're
this violence is okay. This violence is not okay.
Get back to the sanctioned violence and not this violence.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're trained to hit.
Yeah.
And that's why when they go home and unfortunately the guys like smack their wife or something, why is anybody surprised? That's all they do.
They're sort of primed for that.
Yeah, I was angry at the guy's wife. I went over there.
Even you did that.
Yes, for no reason.
So then that stands to reason you just go home and make people laugh all day long, right?
Oh, man.
That's what you're trained to do.
A lot of my friends said, what would you do if you couldn't do stand-up? And the thing I loved was teaching. I taught fourth grade for 3 years. Yeah. That was fun because I loved the kids, but I hated getting up.
Yeah.
Getting up early. I missed Monday Night Football at the end. But now, I can't believe it lasted this long. And it's just so much fun, especially when you have nothing. People go, why don't you do a special? Rogan, I was on his show. He said, I seen your material lately. You got a new special. I said, I don't want to do one. I said, well, first of all, specials aren't even special because everybody has one. I want to be the guy. He had all that material. He still didn't do a special.
You want to be that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have enough money. I haven't, not to be a jerk, but
yeah.
I love it, you know.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you can make people laugh and get paid for it.
Yeah.
You're a giver.
It's beautiful.
Here we go, right back to the big circle. And you know what else I like about myself, and not because it's me? Wouldn't that be something, wow, that's pretty cool.
All right, well, listen, Dom is in town to play at Helium Comedy Club. There's one show Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, and then Friday, 7:30 and 10, and Saturday, 7:30 and 10 as well. It wouldn't be the holidays if Dom Irero wasn't in town.
It would not, no.
Thank you, guys. Always fun to be on the show. I appreciate it.
Wonderful to see you, sir. Dom Irero, guys. You can get tickets at heliumcomedy.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Preston and Steve Show Podcast. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
So our next guest, you may have seen in many things, including Madam Secretary and 24, maybe the Free Willy movies, House of Cards. But she's in to promote a new NBC drama called Bluff City Law, where she will star as Della Bedford. Please welcome Jane Atkinson to our show.
Buddy.
How you doing, Jane?
I'm great. Wonderful to be here.
Welcome to Philadelphia. I should say welcome back. You were in The Village.
I was.
So you filmed in this area before with Mr. Shyamalan.
Yep. Nice. M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
That's right.
That's actually what we called him in the beginning. Mm-hmm. When Sixth Sense first burst on the scene, we sent Casey down to one, maybe what? I
it was that one.
It was, yeah.
I Village? Think it was, oh, wait, no. Mine was,
or maybe
it was
Unbreakable.
For Signs.
Okay, Signs.
Signs.
We
yeah.
sent him down as his long-lost cousin,
Ding Dong Shyamalan.
Ding Dong Shyamalan.
With a clipboard and tried to get him on set.
Yeah.
Now we're friends with him, though, so it's okay.
Well, I'm glad that we share that in common.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Wonderful director, by the way. I don't mean to show not respect him, but that's fun to say.
No, he's great. And he knows he'll probably be the first to laugh at it, too, because he's got he's got his new show on Apple Plus now, yep. The Servant, which is really cool.
Yep.
You've done a lot of work in, as you said, multiple shows, but you got this show, Bluff City Law.
Bluff City Law.
Right, which is cool. So Jimmy Smits returns to the legal realm, yep. L.A. law. We had Harry Hamlin in a little while ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. And he does well in these kind of things. But explain basically the concept of Bluff City Law.
You have a law firm head up by Elijah Strait that basically they're sort of the David and Goliath scenario where they take on cases where you can see the misuse of money and power.
Right.
And he loses his wife suddenly, and his daughter, who is also a lawyer, is working for the other side because he has fallen very quickly and hard off a pedestal that she had him on and that he is on in the community.
Right.
And she comes back to the fold. He asks her to come back. And you have a host of other lawyers, of which I am one. I'm a trust and estate attorney. And so for me, when we're talking about the show, you're talking about redemption and forgiveness, love, family, and also that fight where the courtroom is the last bastion of where what can happen and justice can be served is seen.
We've talked about this many times, and we've had people in on various movies. One of my favorite movies of all time is The Verdict,
exactly.
David Mamet.
And that's sort of one of our prototypes for our show.
Right. And it just, there's something about that drama that it's right there. It's a stage is what it is.
Exactly. And then you'll see if you look at everybody's resumes, a lot of us are stage actors.
Yes.
That's our home. That's where we came from.
And so it sort of, when you do that in a lot of these cases, I know in The Verdict when Newman delivers his summation there.
Who I worked with too on Broadway.
Oh, wow. That's sensational. They did it in one straight take.
Yeah.
Is that something you do on the on the set as well? Because I mean, honestly, it lends itself to it. You
exactly.
Know?
You know, when we first shot the pilot, Caitlin came in with her closing arguments, and she came to the reading. We did the read through for the network. You wouldn't believe, you couldn't hear a pin drop. And every time Caitlin delivered her final, to the jury.
Yeah.
The extras who were there in the courthouse clapped every single time.
That's got to be cool.
It was so cool because it is like theater.
Yeah.
And she was just wonderful. Jimmy, everybody is just so wonderful.
Janie, ever sat on a jury before?
No.
No.
No. Okay. I became an American citizen, actually, after 9/11. I was born in England. My parents are English. They're citizens now.
Okay.
And
you moved to, family moved to Florida, correct?
Excuse me?
Did you move to Florida when you came to the States or no?
Yeah. I grew up in Florida.
Right, right.
And so I've been only asked to serve on a jury once, and which I don't really understand, but I couldn't do it this time because I was doing Bluff City Law.
Okay. Okay. All right. I was just curious what, acting and portraying what goes on and actually being there, I would imagine it's a couple of different things.
With tickets with a very interesting judge.
With tickets?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you notice there's never, except for sitcoms, traffic court is seldom the subject of...
But I'll tell you what, it's hilarious.
It is.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, but the interesting part about it is at some point you have to weigh in and make your decision.
Yeah.
And I've sat on a couple of civil cases and wow. After absorbing several days of information, and then we all have to agree on something. And I remember the last one I was on, we were all putting in our verdicts, and I was like, wait, you mean everybody doesn't agree with me on this? are you sure? Because I'm sure. And it can get very, very interesting.
My mom-in-law was on a jury. Mm. It was a murder case, and she turned the entire room around. She was the only one who was not willing to convict the person.
Wow.
And she's just a toughie. And she sat there and said, we don't have, I am not beyond a doubt. And she turned everybody
well, that's,
around.
Well, that's amazing. Like 12 Angry Men is basically
exactly.
that. Where, so there's one guy who says, no, I don't think so, and has to work the others. But that's the system. It's pretty wild that she had the force of will.
That's my mom-in-law.
Well, speaking of court cases and Broadway, I went and saw To Kill a Mockingbird on Broadway yesterday with Ed Harris. And not that your job in television is easy, but to do any performance ever on Broadway, I was so incredibly impressed. The amount of dialogue that's in that to begin with is remarkable. Can you compare and contrast a little bit about what's like doing a show like you're doing on TV now versus doing Broadway?
Well, in terms of acting, I think that the people who have had, been on stage, they bring a lot to the party. So you get a monologue and you will lean into that and you'll know where it is from start to finish. But when you're doing a TV show, you have four takes.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then it's gone. Whereas you rehearse a play, you preview a play, you run a play, and those words just go deep, deep, deep inside of you in a way that you just, it's much more difficult to get to. But if you're a veteran like me, you get there.
Well, your first Broadway experience, you're doing Arthur Miller
with
All My Sons. Yeah.
With Richard Kiley and Jamie Sheridan. And when I found out we were going to Broadway, I almost threw up. Because it was a dream. I think it's most actors, that's where when you make it to Broadway, you know, if I can make it there, I can make it anywhere. And the difference between doing a play and doing a TV series is that that's yours. You step on that stage and you go. You know, if something goes wrong, you just keep going. Whereas when you're doing a TV series, there's the lights, there's the sound, there's everything. It's sort of like here.
Yeah.
In a sense, you got to step on here and just keep going.
Right.
Right. But more people are in charge of what happens. And then there's the editing room and you have a delicious line you said and they cut it out. But they can't do that when you're on stage.
It's more direct. And I also,
and by the way, Dakin from To Kill a Mockingbird plays my father on House of Cards.
No kidding.
I mean, not House of Cards, Bluff City Law.
But he was in House of Cards.
He was in House of Cards, but he plays my father on Bluff City Law. And the scene that we have two episodes ago where I basically tell him that if he chooses to take my son out of the position that he's in, I'm going to ruin his life. The two of us working, it was heaven. And it's heaven working with Jimmy, and it's heaven working with all the actors. But you feel that gravitas, you feel that, you know, deepening right there. You're right there.
Well, watching Ed Harris on stage yesterday, it was remarkable. And I can get cynical and I can get jaded to performances and television, but watching that yesterday, not to make this about To Kill a Mockingbird, because we're going to talk about Bluff City Law, but just to see acting at its finest is really impressive.
But you see, the thing that I love about To Kill a Mockingbird and Bluff City Law is you're watching something happen that you want to see happen. You want justice. You want the right things done. And that's what I love about Bluff City Law. I think it's a show perfect for the times we're in. And before I came to Bluff City Law, I was doing a one-woman show in Washington about Governor Ann Richards, written by Holland Taylor. And I base Della a lot on Governor Ann Richards. So I think that for me, that as an actress, that crossover at this time in my life is fabulous.
So from television and film, and obviously Preston mentioned the Free Willy film, which are certainly, to many people, are a big, great nostalgic memories. The first one wasn't anticipated to be a big hit. It became a big hit,
and it did.
And then thus you got the second one. You were what was it? Michael Madsen was my
husband.
Your husband.
Just done Reservoir Dogs, slightly different show. Poor man. He was like, if I have to see one more kid or whale, I'm going to kill myself. No, this was very hard for him. He wanted to do a feel-good movie, and he was just...
Michael Madsen impresses me as he lives in a Tarantino world, so the whole notion of him helping an orca escape confinement seemed... antithetical.
That's why they did it, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
And he did it, too, because, again, you know, he just wanted to do something that was feel good. But, man, he was having a tough time.
When you're doing stuff as intense, you're doing things, you know, like obviously that predated House of Cards and so on and so forth, but you did Arthur Miller stuff, you know, and you approach something like that. Are you taking it on to challenge yourself, or are you taking it on, for the, you know, what prompts you to take a free willy, you know, when you're doing stuff like that?
Well, mortgage honestly, payment.
Yeah.
What?
A mortgage payment.
No, when I did free willy, I was not married, didn't have kids.
Yeah.
I was just out of school. I read that script. I looked up in the sky and said, I want to be in this movie. I love love Free Willy. And what's interesting is now the 30, 28, 29, 30-year-olds are grown up. And when they see me,
yeah,
they say, Free Willy, which I think that's fantastic.
Well, the movie means a lot for a lot of people. Lot, yeah,
like, well, I watched
and again,
it.
Yeah. You can sort of see if we go Free Willy to Bluff City Law, if we just skip over all the dark stuff I did, you know, because Criminal Minds, House of Cards,
sure.
I mean, it's really
24.
Dark. 24, which I loved. I'm very proud of that. But the Free Willy movie was one of those moments in my life where I read that script, I cried, and I thought, I have to be part of something that is so hopeful
right.
for the kid and for the whale.
Yeah.
And here we are all the way back, all the way forward, and we have a gal like Greta who comes on the scene and says, shame on you. And to me, she's sort of a Free Willy kind of gal. You know? She's watching what she's showing us what we can be, what we should be, what we should do. And that's what I love about Bluff City Law.
That's very cool. So, and Jimmy Smits has always impressed me. As we're watching a scene from Free Willy right now.
And oh my God, look at my hair.
Yeah.
It was a little frizzy.
Yeah.
But
no, that was the curly
It was
long.
The style. Yeah.
It was the style.
And you,
the shoulder
you were back. By the sea all the time.
All the time. Yeah. No, I had to curl that. I had to curl that hair.
Oh, you
Everyone
did?
Had that hair. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep. People were very envious of my hair. And I love that look.
So
I love that movie so much.
With that, and you did obviously 24, and you talk about House of Cards, and that was a weird dynamic. Obviously, Robin Wright, and Kevin Spacey, and all that stuff that went down on that show. That House of Cards is one of the first ones to pop in the streaming realm.
When you changed the landscape,
it did change the landscape because that
really did.
And Orange is the New Black were the two shows that jumped to the forefront.
Yep.
When you were doing it, were you thinking, okay, what is this new venture? Is this or I'm going to go into this acting job and it's like any other acting job?
Oh, no, I knew it was a hit.
You did. Okay.
The minute we sat down, Kevin had just finished doing Richard III.
Right.
He was primed at the pump. He started that direct address in the room. Everybody got chills. And I thought, this is an amazing show. This will be an amazing show for television. And it did. I was doing Criminal Minds at the time. So I was going back and forth. And I went onto the set of Criminal Minds. And everybody was abuzz about how the show got shot.
Wow.
And it was showing what we could do with television. You've seen since then. And I think The Sopranos did the same thing in terms of what television could do. But this binge watching, the whole thing that you could just, and the direct address.
Yeah.
And the way that Fincher shot it was gorgeous.
So, and I'm trying to remember, they release the entire seasons in one shot.
Yeah.
I remember, and it's funny because you look back on advances in technology and pretty much anything. When Orange is the New Black first came out, we were like, wait, I can watch the whole thing?
Right.
That's just
everybody,
weird.
And the question we would get is, so do you watch the whole thing or how do you watch?
Yeah.
It became
so
it
changed.
Changed. Everything.
Viewing
habits and also quality.
Yeah.
You know, the quality. You were watching a movie every time you watched an episode.
Also the quantity. Because now there are so many options.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
It's a little exhausting,
it
to be honest.
Exhausting.
Well,
I
was describing two moments to Nick Murphy, who does our video here, over this weekend where I watched two television shows. Oh, wow. Jaw-dropping. I don't know if you are watching The Watchmen on HBO.
Not yet.
But it is sensational. And this episode just last night was one of those, I cannot believe what I'm watching. And then The Mandalorian, which is the Disney Plus, this had it's sci-fi done in the style of Gary Cooper Western, and there's such a hybrid thing going on there that's amazing. And when you watch television, used to be actors at theater, actors didn't want to do TV, and you couldn't.
There was crossover when I was growing up. You either did when I was growing up. I sound so old. When I came into the business, it was right before there was a shift. There was a firewall. If you did movies, you did movies. If you did television, you did television. If you did theater,
you'd be cut.
Maybe you just did that. And if you did soap, you never did anything.
Right.
And so that started changing when I came into the business.
So for the actor of today and age, are we in the greatest time possibly because of all the work that's available?
I think so, yes, and it just depends how old you are.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and I do think there's tremendous opportunities. And to tell you the truth, the shift that's happened is also that a lot of movie stars have moved into television.
Yeah.
So what used to be my playground, I'm sort of over, I have to get on the slide to get back into their playground because they've kind of come in and they're doing television.
Right.
Halle Berry's doing television. Movie stars are doing television because the quality is so good. Yeah. So having this role on Bluff City Law for me is just an amazing gift to me because it's just harder to get in now when you have those A-listers coming and doing television.
Well, it's funny because as you and I now there are, you know, we have all this stuff, but the networks still have it going on. And you can still see, you know, good, riveting shows. And it's
like Bluff City Law.
Like Bluff City Law.
Tonight at 10 on NBC.
10 o'clock. Great episode. Final episode. Thanksgiving. Beautiful episode.
All right. Awesome. Well, yeah, I mean, it's cool. And I love Jimmy Smits. I love the whole cast. I mean, yeah. And now we love you as well.
I'm glad. You know, the thing about our show is, again, it's something that NBC is doing with This Is Us and New Amsterdam. I think that even though it's not the grittiest television you're going to see, but I think what it is putting out over the airwaves is so important now, which is forgiveness and redemption and doing what's right by the every man and woman.
Well, they're doing character driven stuff.
Exactly.
And This Is Us really show that people respond if you have a good ensemble delivering good character work.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
10 o'clock, NBC. It is called Bluff City Law. It's great to meet you, Jane. Thanks
Lovely
for being
to
here.
Meet you.
Have a great Thanksgiving, too.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Jane Atkinson. Yeah. We'll take a break and we'll be right back. You know what? And as we're taking a break, I want to give away this right now. Preston and Steve, Sweet Night tonight at the Flyers game. I got a pair of tickets. We'll take caller number 25 at 215-263-WMMR. And they're playing Vancouver tonight. It's Hockey Fights Cancer Night. All fans get a Hockey Fights Cancer rally towel. And canned goods are welcome for the Camp Out for Hunger. So please bring them to the game if you can. Get your tickets at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com or be calling number 25 right now. We'll set you up. Be right back. Hey, gang, starting Monday, December 2nd, we are camping out and broadcasting our show from Xfinity Live in the Wells Fargo Center complex.
It's Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger, benefiting Philabundance and fueled in part by Energy Transfer. Now, join us for special guests each morning inside the warm confines of the Bimbo Bakeries USA broadcast tent.
With free hot coffee from Dunkin', the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show.
Join us on site and drop off your non-perishable food donations at the General Building Contractors Association Demolish Hunger donation area.
Camp Out would not be possible without the generosity of you, our great friends and listeners, and our partners.
Select Event Group, Chorus Photography, Light Action Productions, IMS Technology Services, Skelly's Amusements, Shapiro Fire Prevention, and Newman University Videography. Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger. From 93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
Case, do we have time here, or do I have to...
Yeah, let's do this.
I need an idea.
Yeah.
Because I got a couple things I need to get to.
You have until 59, my man.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
I
needed a moment to find out exactly what was going on. First of all, thank you, our friends at... you know what? Let me do this announcement
all right.
First. So we have a big event, which is coming up a week from today. That's a Camp Out for Hunger. But there's another one that follows that up a few days later when we're finished. And it's returning once again, ladies and gentlemen. This is the official announcement of the Preston and Steve Christmas Miracle 2019 show, Miller Lite Ugly Sweater Edition. And we're headed back to Parks Casino inside the new Excite Center where we did it for the first time last year. And it was awesome. The best one we've had by far.
Spectacular. So much room, so much more to do, so much right.
And the date will be Thursday, December 19th.
Very much great.
Broadcasting live with huge prizes all morning.
Yeah!
And you have to win your way in. So you want to be listening to win pairs of seats, and only the seat winner will be eligible to win prizes that morning. Winners and guests must be at least 21 years of age. You can click events at WMMR.com for the details, including a list of Miller Lite Ugly Sweater pre-parties with specials and seats to the event that you can win at each. So we'll be giving away the passes. I'm not going to give any away now.
No.
They haven't given me to give away, so I know all the phone lines are lit up. We're just announcing the details. But it's going to be December 19th, Parks Casino, and you do need to win your way in. So keep listening for the details. We just want to want you to mark your calendar for that and make sure that that is set aside. I want to thank Primo Hoagies in the Xfinity Lounge. They brought by some goodies for us because they heard that we received an award over the weekend, and it was just a little little nod and a little thank you, I guess, from them. So, but yes, we accepted, Steve and I, on behalf of the entire Preston and Steve show, the entry into the Hall of Fame for the Broadcast Pioneers, which we had a big ceremony on Friday night here in Bala-Cynwyd, and it was very, very cool. We had a great time. A lot of members of most of the members of the show were there, and we had Pierre Robert came out and sit at our table as well, and it was loaded with industry,
yes,
fellow industry workers, and some of the other people that received awards that night were like Walter Perez from 6ABC, Mike DiNardo from KYW, Patty Jackson from WDAS.
Mike Jerick
from Fox 29.
Dan Baker was there?
Did as well, yeah. So it was a lot of really cool people and a lot of industry heavyweights that were in attendance, and everybody was super duper nice and very complimentary, and it's funny to find out who were fans of your show that you had no idea were.
Right, you were coming over to be saying some of them, like, really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So we want to thank the Broadcast Pioneers for inducting us into that, and it was really cool.
And we kept our speech pretty short, which I think we did a good job, right?
Yeah,
we were on fleek, as they say.
Well, we were told 2 to 3 minutes,
right? And then some people took that to mean 25 minutes.
Some people took it to mean 25
minutes. Oh man, really?
It's okay. We understand.
That but means everybody loved you if your speech was 3 minutes.
That's what we were attempting to do. We wanted to leave there with everyone loving us, and hopefully that was the case.
No, we just did. What we did is we said thank you.
Yeah.
We didn't tell our entire life story, which some people did do. And
it's fascinating.
That's fine.
Wonderful.
I guess we get a chance to tell our life stories every morning
right
on the radio, and some people don't. And so they told the whole life story in front of everybody sitting there waiting for them to wrap up.
So,
but it was great.
It was a magical night, and it was the food was wonderful.
Yeah, the chicken was delicious, man. I loved it.
A salad and rolls with bread.
Mm-hmm.
Rolls with butter, bread and rolls.
Rolls with bread.
You had rolls with bread?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I make a roll sandwich.
You imagine that?
I would have eaten it.
Two pieces of sandwich bread with a roll in the middle.
That's good bread.
Hey, cheesecake for dessert. I'm not a cheesecake fan.
Yeah, you were
fan.
Offering up your cheesecake to everybody at the table.
So luckily, I went over to the bar area and they had crackers, and so that was my dessert. That I grabbed these dessert? Spicy crackers.
I had the cheesecake.
Yeah,
it was delicious.
I did too.
There was a guy, Kathy. I told Marissa this story. There was a guy that was working the bar, and I went over and I haven't had a martini in years. Actually, I'm like, they're selling martini. Oh, martini. Why not? I haven't had one in a long time. So. Guys, number one, he's talking to himself while he's making my drink. And he goes, you want olives? I go, yeah. And Kathy, his gnarly, hairy, dirty hands just went.
Dug in.
I mean, like a fistful.
There you go.
And he just kind of threw them in the glass. Didn't put them in a toothpick or anything.
Thank
just
you.
Like, chucked them in there.
He reached over the toothpick.
His fingers went into my glass as well. I'm like, well, all right.
Well, by the way,
it's liquor. It's clean. Yeah.
It was an interesting system at the bar because it was similar to like a fireman's fair. If you ever try to ride the rides and you buy these little coupons.
Yeah. Different colored tickets for different kinds of drinks you were getting.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Were you guys sitting at the table when the server nearly dropped the entire tray on me and Jim Antes?
That's the guy that reached in and grabbed my olives for me.
Same guy, huh? Same guy.
His hands were still wet from the olives.
I literally felt the breeze of the food and the plates flying past my back, and so did Antes. And so Jim was checking my back, and I was checking his. Fortunately, he missed us and just got the floor.
Yeah, well,
but it was a fun night, though.
It was. It was a fun night.
A lot of good honorees. And people also, we saw a lot of people who did like, a longtime director at NBC 10 and other people have done a lot of in the industry and have every reason to be proud of their induction. It's very cool.
All right, we need to do the Bizarre File, so we're going to get to it right now.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Yeah! Brought to you by Lorenzo's and Sons Pizza. Lorenzo and Sons Pizza has been family-owned and operated since 1970. Visit Lorenzo and Sons Pizza at Xfinity Live, where we'll be 1 week from today. Also in Westchester and in the Wells Fargo Center. I've never heard of soy sauce causing $100,000 worth of damage, but that's what happened here.
What?
Police say safe cracking gear and soy sauce were just some of the tools that a man used while allegedly vandalizing a business earlier this week. They say the vandalism took place after the business closed for the day. Investigators allege the man hid inside a bathroom until staff went home. Then he emerged with a bag of break-and-enter tools, which he used to open a safe containing more than $2,000. They allege he then proceeded to cause roughly $100,000 worth of damage to the business, partially by pouring soy sauce over multiple electronics.
What was the purpose of that?
I have no idea. They say.
Trust me.
He also damaged ceiling tiles, walls, and venting.
I need horseradish for the lights.
Police say some of the man's actions were captured on surveillance video. He's now facing multiple unspecified charges. An 82-year-old woman found herself in danger after she says a man broke into her home until she turned the tables on the intruder. She's 82.
Yeah.
Willie Murphy says she was getting ready for bed when a man began pounding on her door. She said he was outside saying, please call an ambulance. I'm sick. I'm sick. She called the police but wouldn't let him inside. That, she says, is when he became angry. She said, I heard a loud noise. I'm thinking, what the heck was that? The young man is in my home. He broke the door. Now, what the suspect didn't likely realize is that Murphy is an award-winning bodybuilder who works out at the YMCA every day.
Yeah, she does.
82 years old, and she's a bodybuilder. She said he picked the wrong house to break into. Murphy says it was dark, so she was able to hide. As the suspect walked through the house, she acted quickly and grabbed the closest thing she could find. She said, I picked up the table, and I went to work on him.
She's a power lifter, too.
She broke the table on him.
Wow.
She said, and when he was down, I was jumping on him. She says, once the suspect was injured, she then ran and grabbed a bottle of shampoo and started pouring it on him. She said, I grabbed the shampoo. Guess what? He's still on the ground, in his face, all of it, the whole thing. Then I got the broom. He was pulling on the broom. I'm hitting him with the broom. Finally, officers arrived. The man was sent to the hospital, and she was applauded by the first responders.
That's so cool.
So she used a table, shampoo, and a broom to beat this guy away. The officers that came, she said, wanted to go on my front porch and take selfies with me. Friday, she returned to the YMCA, got a hero's welcome. And for the record, she says she can deadlift 225 pounds, and she hopes that this story inspires people of all ages. I love it. This is sad news. The body of a 19-year-old woman who went missing while hiking at Utah's Zion National Park was found at the bottom of Angel's Landing, police said. Yeah.
Oh, man. Aww. I was just there. Whoa.
I know. Search and rescue workers retrieved the body of Savannah McTague from the base of Angel's Landing Thursday morning. She had been reported missing while hiking with two friends on Wednesday. The friends told authorities they suspected she had fallen off of the rock formation.
Were they hiking at night?
No, okay. It was at 5:30.
Right.
So McTague was an employee of a travel company called Zantera and had been working at the Park Zion Lounge. Angel's Landing Rock Formation is about 1,488 feet high.
God almighty.
It's unclear how far up she was when she fell.
They just closed it last week because of a rock slide.
Yeah, it also is unclear how experienced hiker she was, but she had posted many pictures of herself while hiking on social media. Angel's Landing includes steep climbs and drop-offs towards the top of the rock. Hikers use chains to move along a narrow path that falls away on both sides.
Yep.
McTague would have been one of a handful of deaths at Angel's Landing in recent years. In 2019, in April of this year, a man was found at the bottom of the trail after his roommate reported him missing. He was found at the base of the north side of the route. Prior to his fall, a 13-year-old girl died the year before after she fell from the trail. And a 45-year-old man is also believed to have died from one the year before that.
It was 1,400 feet?
Yeah, man.
Jesus.
Straight down, too, bro.
Last story. A teen has been jailed for 16 months after biting her friend's face in a savage nightclub attack.
God.
Yeah, this is in Australia. Danielle Gaffar carried out the frenzied assault on Kira Strachan at Dundee's Aura Club. The court heard that the pair were friends but had fallen out over Gaffar's ex-boyfriend. The court was told that the victim, Strachan, had required plastic surgery as a result of the assault, and also how Ghaffar received death threats as a result of the publicity of the case.
Ghaffar, yeah, but about your face.
Pled guilty to grabbing Miss Strachan by the hair, forcing her to the ground, striking her head on the ground, putting her arm around her throat, restricting her breathing, and biting her to severe injury and permanent disfigurement. I saw the picture, man. Like, a big chunk of her skin is just dangling.
Jesus Christ.
It's hanging off. Yeah, the victim also suffered bruising to her face and forehead. So she's going to jail for about a year and a half or so. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you today. We'll take a break. We'll come back in a second. We got some stuff to give away via the lesson question. Have you been listening? We will certainly find out in a little bit, as well as the trash and music news coming up. So stay with us.
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Check out the mobile app or go to WMMR.com. You'll figure it out from there.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Some people call her Annabelle.
I love it.
We may be the only people in the world that find that funny.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Finger 11 and Paralyzer on 93.3 WMMR.
It's pretty creative, Abel, though, I have to say. In a pinch.
I agree. Marissa goes, I go, can you isolate that, please? Just because we've been saying it a lot lately. And she goes, I think we made this out to be more than it actually is. But I listen back to it. I'm like, nope, I love it just like that.
Yeah. Isn't he right? Like, didn't we determine at some point?
I think he was.
That there actually was some lore at some point where Annabelle was Mrs. Claus' first name.
Annabelle.
Yeah. Oh, some people call her Annabelle.
He was good, though. Like, he was actually right into Santa mode.
Yeah, it was, if you don't know, it's Casey pranked Bill to pretend like he was Santa Claus, and he pretended that he had his daughter with him and that she wanted to talk to Santa Claus, and Bill just fell for it hook, line, and sinker, and he played along great.
Hello?
Isn't that terrible movie with Billy Bob Thornton?
No.
It was Fred Claus.
Not Bad Santa. We'll play that again sometime in the near future.
Sure.
We've got to play the audio of that. And we got to play the Gary Lauer Christmas at Christmas Cookie Cove.
Right.
And his outtakes. And all of our songs.
Our song.
Our holiday songs.
They kick in after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, after Thanksgiving. Right?
Yeah. I mean, come on. We'll eventually get to all of it. But
let's not push it. We still got to celebrate Thanksgiving.
We're going to do our lesson question today, and we will give away a pair of tickets to see Kurt Metzger and Luis J. Gomez on Friday, January 17th at Punchline. And the question this morning, let's stick with Bill Weston. Who will Bill Weston play in the Dickens Festival in Narberth, PA? It was a quick one. I tell you who it's not. It's not
Annabelle.
All right. So 215-263-WMMR. Who will Bill Weston play in the Dickens Festival in Narberth, Pennsylvania? While you're calling, we shall do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you this morning by Star Restaurants. This holiday season, give a gift that everyone on your list will love. Star Restaurants gift cards are good at 39 delicious destinations, including Budokan, Elvez, The Love, and Park. Pick one up today. Or visit stargiftcards.com. That's STARR giftcards.com. What's going on this morning?
Well, Kim Kardashian's Skims solution wear brand made millions in just 5 minutes after a massive restock release on Wednesday. This brand will make me a multi-billionaire, Kim said, while standing in the middle of a pentagram preparing to sacrifice a human baby.
The Netherlands, reaching a crossroads on the longstanding Christmas tradition of dressing in blackface to portray Santa Claus's helper, known as Black Pete. As part of an effort to accommodate those who embrace the tradition and those who want it gone, the government has suggested changing Black Pete to George Hamilton.
Hey!
And finally, a failed demonstration on the new Tesla pickup truck's bulletproof glass on Thursday caused the company's stock to plunge 6% when two metal balls smashed the glass. Elon Musk defended the demonstration, remarking, "I said bulletproof." And that's your Hollywood.
All right, we shall see if we can find the answer to this question. Who will Bill Weston play in the Dickens Festival in Narberth, Pennsylvania? I will go to Dolores. Hey, Dolores.
Stop thinking of clowns.
Very good. All right, so who's Bill going to play? Do you know?
Tiny Tim.
Of course. Yeah. Tiny Tim. Hang on, Dolores. Clams. We're going to get your information, Dolores, and we are going to give you a pair of tickets to see Kurt Metzger and Luis J. Gomez on Friday, January 17th, 9:45 p.m. at Punchline Philly. You can get tickets at all their shows, January 17th through the 19th at punchlinephilly.com, 21 and over events. We're going to do music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's music news on 93.3 WMMR.
Luis.
Thank you. I'm sitting there, we were mouthing each other. Is it Louis or Louis? And he just goes, he just was mouthing it. And I'm like, well, that's what I said.
That's what I said.
Luis.
Luis.
Luis. Brought to you by Pepsi and the Philadelphia International Airport, by the way. Music news is this Monday, November 25th. Why, that's today.
Today!
Visit Pierre as he broadcasts live from Terminal BC in the Philadelphia International Airport to help increase donations to PhilAbundance this holiday season. We'll be checking in with him in just a few. Let's go with this. Ozzy Osbourne joined Post Malone and Travis Scott on stage at the 2019 American Music Awards last night to perform Post's hit song, Take What You Want. Malone opened the performance with a solo rendition of Circles for enlisting Ozzy and Scott for Take What You Want, with Ozzy sitting perched on a chair for much of the song. The track is taken from Malone's latest album, Hollywood's Bleeding, and Ozzy is going to appear, or it does appear on the studio version as well. This performance was Ozzy's first time on stage since last year. He postponed all of his 2019 tour dates as he was battling illness and underwent surgery, but has rescheduled them for 2020, along with a new album called Ordinary Man. Black Keys singer and guitarist Dan Auerbach is nominated for a Grammy for Producer of the Year Non-Classical, the second time that he's been nominated in that category after getting the nod and winning in 2013. He told Billboard about getting the nom again. "It feels really good to be recognized. It's very nice. My first love was playing music with my family, and my second love was making records. The first time I saw a four-track recorder was when Pat Carney showed one to me, and ever since then, I have been so in love with making records. It's just a really big part of who I am." His Grammy nod is for his work on the Black Keys' new album, Let's Rock, along with projects such as Yola's Walk Through Fire, The Gibson Brothers' Mockingbird, Leo Bud Welch's The Angels in Heaven, Done Signed My Name, and more, with many recorded at his Easy Eye studio in Nashville. He continues to produce new projects, including a new LP from original James Gang guitarist Glenn Schwartz, whom Auerbach cites as a major influence on his own music. I thought he was a meteorologist at NBC 10.
That's Glenn.
It is.
Yeah.
It says Glenn Schwartz.
Oh.
That's the same name.
It's got to be your Glenn.
Yeah. Luis.
You know what? So I was thinking James. You said James Schwartz, but it was James Gang.
It was a James Gang.
Yeah, my bad.
It happens all the time when you bring up Hurricane Schwartz.
Yeah. It's, you know, he's the source of a lot of fights.
It is true.
Don't talk about Hurricane Schwartz at Thanksgiving this year.
Nope. Yep. Or please, if you can.
It divides families.
Guns N' Roses has now completed the third highest grossing tour of all time.
Wow.
The band's Not In This Lifetime reunion trek has grossed $584.2 million from 5,371,891 tickets sold at 158 concerts across six continents.
Here's a band who didn't tour or wasn't even together for years, and look at this.
Yeah, and have you heard anything about them going on late and,
nope.
and Axl being difficult?
In fact, they actually go on early and do extra shows.
He's definitely got it together.
Yeah. He does.
Yep. At least four other tours have topped the $500 million mark in sales. Those would be U2's 360 tour, The Stones' A Bigger Bang trek, Ed Sheeran's Divide trip,
huh.
and Coldplay's A Head Full of Dreams excursion. The Guns trek topped $82 million in sales during 2018 alone and have grossed an average $3.7 million per show over the course of 24 days.
Well, wow. that's where they're making the money these days.
Marilyn Manson has shared an eerie cover of The Doors' classic, The End, which he has recorded for the soundtrack of the upcoming limited series, The Stand. Manson also reportedly has a role in the series, which is based on Stephen King's epic 1978 novel and will air on the CBS All Access streaming service. You have to pay for that?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
But and you can get a free on trial, right?
Yes, you can.
And does anybody know if The Stand will be released in en masse or will it be rolling out weekly?
That I don't know. I don't know.
I have no choice. I have no choice.
You have no choice.
I've read the book multiple times. And
good to see it.
I love the TV series, which I still have to watch. Steve has lent it to me, but I'm gonna have no choice. I even own the comic series on it, so I will have to pay for this goddamn streaming service.
Why don't you just go to Steve's?
Yeah, just come over and hang out.
Yeah. Yeah. The book
will be like it'd be like an autofocus.
Tell us,
sit there with our hands thrust down our pants.
Sorry, this is too hot. I just got to whip it out.
Oh my
right
god,
now.
This is so wild.
That's enough.
It's all access.
The book tells the story of a confrontation between the forces of good and evil in a world where most of the population has been wiped out by a superflu created in a government lab. The 10-episode series, which will feature a new ending written by King himself, is filming now and is scheduled to air sometime in 2020. It's unknown what role Manson will play in the series, which will feature James Marsden and Amber Heard, Whoopi Goldberg, Greg Kinnear, and others. Speaking of autofocus, Greg Kinnear.
Yes! He will be reprising his role as Bob Crane.
Is anybody from the original miniseries coming back?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's a good question.
Who's playing, was it Tom Moon?
Tom Cullen.
Tom Cullen.
Spelled M-O-O-N.
That
spells Tom Cullen. Beck has revealed in a new interview that he's no longer a Scientologist.
What happened?
Following years during which he was one of the most prominent musicians associated with the controversial organization. Speaking to the Sydney Morning Herald, Beck said, "I think there is a misconception that I am a Scientologist."
That's what I always thought.
He said, "I'm not a Scientologist. I don't have any connection or affiliation with it." But Beck has admitted in interviews going back 20 years that he was a member of the Church of Scientology, although he never openly promoted it in the same way that some of the organization's major faces have. The singer added that his father, composer David Campbell, has been a Scientologist for a long time, he said, but I've pretty much just focused on my music and my work for most of my life and tended to do my own thing. I think it's just something people ran with, he says.
So does that cause a rift between him and his father if he is no longer in the...
It doesn't indicate.
All right.
Beck's ex-wife, Marissa Ribisi, and her brother, actor Giovanni Ribisi, are both Scientologists, according to Scientology watchdog site The Underground Bunker, along with Beck's longtime bassist, Justin Meldal Johnson. Beck and Marissa divorced last February after nearly 15 years of marriage, and Beck last appeared at a Scientologist celebrity gala in 2005, but it says he is not one. And then one last story. In celebration of U2's first performance in India next month, the band has released a new track called Ahimsa. The song is a collaboration with legendary composer A.R. Rahman.
Like the noodles.
According to the press release for the song, Ahimsa, the Sanskrit word for nonviolence, celebrates the spiritual diversity of India and connects the ethos of U2 with the mastery of A.R. Rahman. The song comes less than a month ahead of the Joshua Tree tour arriving in Mumbai December 15th. Bono said, "The fight against injustice has always been so important to us. We were somewhat shaped and formed by Martin Luther King, who was a student of Mahatma Gandhi. Martin Luther King said, the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends toward justice. He said, I don't believe that anymore. It doesn't bend towards justice. It has to be bent towards justice. We have to be actively involved in our democracy to preserve it and show people how we feel and what we care about.
You should probably get a pen and start taking this down.
Yes, so I've not heard the song, don't know much about it, but they've just released it. Ahimsa is what it's called.
A-H-I-M-S-A.
So I'm guessing that's how you pronounce it. Ahimsa.
Ahimsa.
All right, there you go. That's what I got for you in music news this morning. I would like to mention we have a new Daily Rush video that is up and running, and it is called The Toilet Paper Perspective. It says here, Steve offers some perspective on the toilet paper roll debate.
Ah.
I don't even remember this.
I don't either.
All right.
I can't wait to see what I said.
I can't wait to relive that wonderful moment here on our show. Watch it now at PrestonandSteve.com, sponsored by Punchline Philly Comedy Club, Restaurant, and Bar. Available now.
So right now, as we speak, the tent is being erected.
Shut up.
At the Wells Fargo Center, Xfinity Live parking lot.
That's how big this operation is. Mm-hmm. We have to start a week in advance just getting it set up.
It's astonishing what is involved. That's very cool.
Yeah, so Rodney reached out and he wants a shout out to the Wells Fargo Center and to the KML Brotherhood of Carpenters Union. They're out listening and working on setting up the tent and cranking WMMR right now.
Let's do it.
Thank you, guys. You want a big one?
A big
Let's
one.
Let's do a big
a
one.
A big one.
Let's do this. All right.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait. What? Let's do it. Go. Okay. Yeah.
Annabelle.
Oh, that's Annabelle. We got to get a shot of Annabelle the doll, and just so that, like, if you pull a string on the back, Annabelle.
They got nice weather to start this project.
They do.
Be a beautiful couple of days. We have today, tomorrow, both in the mid to upper 50s and partly cloudy skies. There's going to be some morning rain on Wednesday, so hopefully they should have stuff covered up by then, which would be wonderful. But it's going to be temperature wise
comfortable.
Annabelle.
Temperature wise, it's good. It's going to be very enjoyable. Nice to be outside.
It's relatable. Good weather is relatable.
It's comfortable.
All right, let's take a break. Come back in a moment. Get the letter of the day, word of the week. We'll find out what the status is on Pierre Robert from the Philadelphia International Airport today, broadcasting live.
I love it.
It's a sense of irony that we have Pierre broadcasting from the airport.
I know. He seldom sees it because he's usually running through them at a full clip.
Maybe he'll learn something.
But he's doing a very cool thing today. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
The dinosaur pileup. Godsmack. Under your scars, I pray. You're like a shooting star in the rain. The Struts. Dancing,
in the street. New music, more of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
10:32, Preston and Steve Radio Show on a Monday morning, coming to a close for us. Busy Monday morning, lots of activity, and some friends stopping by today. So I guess I'll do a couple of thank yous. I want to thank Kathy Romano for doing all the work to bring to us her list of holiday activities and a banner list this year. I think some of the coolest stuff you've ever had on this year's list.
Yeah, I hope you like it and, you know, take my suggestion. And I forgot to mention, as I do these activities, I will post them on social media. And if you guys do it, use the hashtag and tag me in it so I can see, you know, whatever activity you're going to.
So is it a hashtag?
Holiday activities.
Kathy's holiday.
Kathy's. I said it again. Kathy's holiday activities. Yep. Yeah. And thank you to Kyle McCarty for our awesome new holiday activity song. We have to find another occasion to play that because just playing it twice this morning is not enough.
Well, I think as I do the activities, I'll kind of update you guys on them. And, you know, if I find something new out about it or, hey, listen, if it's not that great and it's not worth the money, I'll let you know.
Well, honestly, there is so much great stuff out there, so many great things to do. And again, I say don't let the holidays, don't let the next couple of weeks slip by without availing yourself of at least one of them.
Right.
Have a good time.
Exactly. Yep.
Thank you to Senator Bob Casey, who called in this morning. He's not going to be able to make it to the camp out. He's one of our regular visitors, but he did want to kind of put the word out and wish us well. So he gave us a call this morning. And stopping in, Cecily Tynan.
Hey!
6 ABC, the 100th Thanksgiving Day Parade is this Thursday.
Yes.
And she will be hosting it, and it's a great event. Also, thank you to Dom Irera.
Hey!
Dom's at Helium Comedy Club Wednesday night and then Friday and Saturday. Always great to see Dom. And actress Jane Atkinson.
Hey! Hey!
Lovely new NBC drama called Bluff City Law, and she was in studio. That's on NBC 10 tonight at 10 o'clock, by the way, to promote that. So I believe we are going to find Pierre on location. Let's go now live to the Philadelphia International Airport between concourses B and C. Pierre Robert? And it's not working.
Man. We had it.
Yeah, I heard it earlier.
Wait, let's just check.
Hold on a second,
Pierre. Wait, we got this. Ready?
Let's try it now. I hear something. Pierre?
Oh, good day.
And there we go. How you doing, man?
Excellent. The Air Force One has just landed, and I have gotten off of it, and here we are in the hallway. Nice. I like that, Frank.
Yeah.
Very nice. And we are broadcasting. We've never done this before, so... Malcolm Nance!
Man, after 50 years, still finding some firsts. What's that?
A gentleman just walked by, Malcolm Nance. He's a commentator on MSNBC.
Huh.
Pierre Robert with WMMR, sir. How are you?
You know, I grew up in Philly listening to WMMR.
What?
What's your favorite band?
Oh, that's a terrible.
Watching you on TV yesterday. This is so cool. Good to see you, man. All right. He was in the Navy.
I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say, I can dance. And I'm like, all right.
I can dance.
That's, you know, just being at the airport.
Malcolm
sometimes.
Nance, right?
Malcolm Nance.
Nance.
I can dance. Of,
you might see other celebrities, Pierre. They're always congregating at the airport.
Well, of course they are. They've got to go somewhere. So we're right between terminals B and C. There's a little food court. Well, it's actually a big food court. And there are all these great shops. And so we're going to be broadcasting. We've got, for the first 100 people to stop by, a $10 Acme gift card. And you could use it at Acme and help out the Camp Out for Hunger if you like, or whatever you'd like to do with it. Pepsi is our sponsor, which happens to be your sponsor, the official soft drink of President Steve's Camp Out for Hunger. And so this is just amazing. We'll be hearing a flight announcement.
I noticed.
Which is, I mean, I don't know if it gets any better than that.
Hey, I tell you what, let's do this quickly. This order of business, we'll do the letter of the day, and then we'll see what you got in store, okay?
Okay, cool.
Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, and the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter...
A as in airport.
All right, and we have only three letters for you to collect this week. That's it. Short week, and you can get Kathy's holiday gift giveaway. Ooh. Kathy loves shopping so much. She did the holiday shopping for you, and there's something for everybody. It's over $700 in prizes. I mean, it's a huge prize bag. So we will be giving that away on Wednesday. So A is your first letter. You are good to go. So, cool, man. Pierre, is it going to be... just whoever's hanging out and whoever's stopping by. Do you have any guests on the program today? How's that going to work?
Well, Robert Plant and Jimmy Page are coming by.
Oh, beautiful. That is awesome.
Yeah. And Ringo's stopping by later. And then Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey will be doing a little Who set towards the end of the show.
To be honest, at the airport, anything can happen.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
I mean, that guy was, I watch a lot of the news channels, and he's one of the commentators, and one of those guest experts on things, on security and stuff.
Yes.
And he was like, you know, he
just walks right by.
He's like top secret clearance guy, and he wrote all these books, and I'm like, that's Malcolm Nance. He just walked by, and he's from Philly. So you never know who will snag as we, you know, greet people who are coming in. Are you coming in, citizen, or are you going away?
No, dear God.
He's looking at me. Welcome.
I wonder how much it costs to bail someone out of TSA.
This is going to be fun. There's people looking at me in the food court already with very confused faces because not everyone, of course, is from Philadelphia. So
no.
There it is.
But you're our ambassador to the rest of the world.
I am. What a frightening thought. But I am. Before we go further, I want to congratulate Preston and Steve for the great induction into the Philly Pioneers Hall of Fame, which took place Friday night. And we had a great time out there, and you guys gave a great talk. Went a little long, I thought. But other than that,
we stayed within our couple of minutes allotment.
I'm kidding.
Other people have been known to go over that.
Well, myself included at the PMA Awards, which is still being discussed with much unhappiness. But it's over. What are they going to do about it now?
It was a great night. It was a very cool honor. And you were right. You know, you had told us beforehand, you're like, no, this is a big deal. And,
yeah.
And you guys should be, you know... we should be appreciative of it, which we certainly are.
Yes.
And I wasn't expecting that honor. It was really cool.
Yeah, there were a lot of really great people there. You know, Larry Kane was, you know, the great anchorman was the MC. And, you know, people that, you know, who did some of the people behind the scenes. There was like a floor director for Channel 6 who had like, you know, filmed Richard Nixon and, you know, major, you know, John Lennon when he was on Action News and stuff like that. I mean, it was some pretty heavy people who had seen a lot of things and done a lot of things. And you were inducted into that very same class.
And it was funny because after Preston Steve accepted their award, Larry King got back up onto the microphone. He was like an MC of the evening, and he recounted his story of when he joined us in studio, which was on a Tattoos Day, if you recall.
Wow.
He's got a very dry sense of humor. Yeah. When we first moved in with KYW, when we were downtown on Independence Mall, we were doing a lot of things together, and so he was going down to cover the inauguration, and they said, let's have Larry call into your show. And I go, yeah, sure, why not? So he calls in, and I said to him, Larry, I understand there are more people at the inauguration than were at Woodstock. And he goes, that's true, Pierre, but they're much better dressed. Now, just things like that.
I love it.
Great. Awesome. So we're here at the airport, and it's going to be, I don't know what it's going to be, because we've never done anything quite like this
and
before.
The most interesting thing is, as you said, you can't put out the call for people to come down and see you, because you have to be traveling and make it through security to get to where you are. So here's the deal. If you know someone who is traveling today, let them know that Pierre is going to be there. Send him a text and say to make sure you stop by between B and C and find Pierre Robert today.
Yeah, well, we've got goodies to give away. We've got Pepsi caps. We've got all kinds of things and these gift cards. And they're having an airport food drive as well. And I'm not exactly sure the details of how that works, because I don't know if people can bring in canned foods with their luggage.
That's the one thing they've suspended this year. You can travel with fully cooked turkeys in your luggage.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
So there's no problem whatsoever. Yeah, 3 ounces of every entree.
Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly, but there is an airport food drive in every terminal. And there's A through F are the terminals in Philly. A is the international, and then B and C. And we're in between B and C is this huge courtyard and long hallway, and has all these high-end shops. And then we're right at the food court. And so everything is perfect. We're here, and we'll scare passengers coming into Philadelphia and warmly greet those leaving Philadelphia going, thank God I'm getting away from that.
Nice.
But it's going to be fun.
Excellent. All right, well, enjoy, Pierre.
Oh, and we're going to do a block. Sorry. We're going to do a block of flying songs.
Oh, of course.
So thematic songs will be the order of the day when we hit the noon hour.
Brilliant. All right. Thank you, Pierre Robert.
And 10-4.
I'm going to thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show has been brought to you today by Winter Airport Parking. How about that?
Hey.
Fastest way in and out of Philly International Airport. And also by Wilmington University. Experience the WilmU difference by visiting wilmu.edu. Tomorrow on our show, we got Tattoos Tuesday and stuff to give away. So make sure you join us. That's it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Drivers of America, when there's a sign and another sign that say the road's closed in a quarter mile, a half mile, whatever, why do you wait until the very end to get over? Move over! It's not an endurance challenge.
Next message.
Thank you for being on in the morning. Love you guys. And a shout out to my boys. You know where you're at. DJ, Omar, Mateo. My name's not Corey.
Next message.
It's bad enough. I have an hour and a half long commute. Must you tailgate my ass all the way up the road? It's ridiculous.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.